KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Roundup, a weekly overview with some of Talk Radio's biggest stars. I'm Doug Steffen, not alluding to me being a big star, although I'm on the list. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Hold a good thought for her. She's here, what a star, even though she's got pneumonia. Oh, heavenly days, McGee, doesn't affect
cough,
her.
Cough, cough, hack, hack.
Congratulations, thank you. Reg McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. So we have Rishi is going to have the honors of doing the actual countdown with Michael Harrison this week. So he's feeling good about getting through the list of all 10 things.
Oh, guaranteed we will go 10 to 1.
Right.
Well, okay. I drive this ship.
I know. Well, we'll let you do that. I do think, though, because Jennifer is here for a limited engagement, we probably ought to start at number one with the continuing Agreed. Focus on the Mueller report and whether there's executive privilege and Comey being on the what do you call it? I almost said Fox, on the CNN town hall thing. What a bunch of baloney. Anyway, the huffery and puffery, I'll move out of the way with my huffery and puffery and let Jennifer huff and puff. All right, Jen, go ahead.
Well, I you know, the story is that James Comey did this town hall on CNN this past week. And I guess my first question is why a former FBI director would need to do a CNN town hall. Typically, town halls have been set up for presidential candidates or hopefuls. Maybe something big like an issue about gun control after the shooting in Parkland, Florida. But not usually do we see an FBI director not only writing a tell-all, but also then following that tell-all up with a CNN town hall in which he goes after pretty much everybody except for the past president, President Obama. He gave him a little bit of credit, but he went after the Attorney General, William Barr, of course, President Trump, the Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, called his character into question. Lots of harsh words for an administration that is now, at the present time, looking into him, his actions, and just how the FBI started the investigation into the then-Trump campaign back in 2016. So is this, it seems almost like an attempt to, and Trump does this a lot, when the media is tough and saying things you don't like, Trump went out and discredited the media. But in large part, he actually had truth behind him because there was a very glaring media bias. With James Comey, he's going out and trying to discredit the people who might be filing charges against him in the next month or two because things look a little tough for him. Is truth going to be in the same way backing his play? I don't know. We don't know now, but I suspect probably not.
I think the James Comey podcast would be next What do you think?
Don't give him that chance. Well, He'd love it.
Podcast. Yeah, there we go. Go ahead. What are your observations when it comes to this? Your listeners, Rick, what do they say? What do you say?
So the question is this giving him any credibility, or does it prove he's a hardcore partisan? And my listeners say hardcore partisan.
Wasn't he a Republican early on, though? Didn't he used to be a Republican? Yeah.
So he is a Republican. Yeah,
he's
a Republican, but here's the thing. I don't even know if it's about acting in a partisan way. At this point, we always laugh, right, when President Trump says, oh, the swamp, drain the swamp. Well, what does the swamp mean? The swamp means the establishment, and James Comey is very much a part of that establishment.
Mm-hmm. The swamp. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a big hole. He's tall guy,
your
right?
Bacon is what it's called.
Yeah, right, exactly. and the whole business about who you like and who you don't like, who am I going to get? And how much time is devoted to that, as CNN seems to be specializes in that sort of thing. All right, any other observations, Victoria? What do you think about any or all of this?
I thought it was interesting that Anderson Cooper, the host, asked Comey if he agreed with the letter signed by hundreds of former federal prosecutors, it was an interesting letter, which said that Trump would have been charged with obstruction if he wasn't in office, because the Mueller report does cite more than 10 instances where Trump did attempt to obstruct the investigation.
What investigation is it?
Comey said the investigation. The investigation. Comey said that he agreed and responded before going on and saying that the president wasn't above the law. And anyway, the comments angered
the law was
about
broken.
Trump, and who sent out a late night tweet calling Comey a disgrace to the FBI and the worst director in its history. I'm just answering Doug's question. I'm just answering the question here. I'm not an advocate for Jim Comey or anybody else.
Well, the fact, the advocacy for him comes on the part of CNN, who's an advocate for anybody and everybody that they think they can take a shot at Trump with. They've become much less credible. MSNBC, I think, has a lot of credibility. We talked about that, Jennifer, early on the DJV thing. The credibility factor, Fox, MSNBC, I think, have a lot more credibility, even if they both can be questioned for motivation, than CNN. CNN is a joke, as far as I'm concerned, but it's an interesting conversation.
The problem is that they try to still position themselves as real news, and they don't acknowledge as often. Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo are opinion journalists. They are on the same line as Sean Hannity and Rachel Maddow, and I think what people are starting to realize is that they paint themselves to be these hard-hitting journalists, and they're really not. They have an opinion. They have a perspective. They have a point of view. And so while I think all the networks are capable of doing hard news during the day, in those evening hours, CNN is still masquerading that it's real news, and it's not anymore.
And this is the problem with 24-hour so-called news networks. Yeah. You've got to fill the time.
Yes.
Yep. Fill it with garbage. Although there are plenty of good things.
There's a simple solution. I'm sorry, there's a simple solution to this.
State-run media?
No, it's the cryon on the bottom simply reads commentary during those programs. That way people know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
CNN International does a good job of reporting international news.
Actually, CNN International, frankly, Victoria, is much better than the CNN that we have here in America, I think. Anyway, I think most of the international, like Sky News, most of the things you see when you're outside of our country are much more informative than the crap that we see in our country. I find news, newspapers, even when I'm traveling. When we were in Ireland a couple of weeks ago, I found the newspapers there to be very informative. I don't find our newspapers, which, by the way, brings me around to the number two story of the week. And I want to find out, I haven't found out yet, I still am not satisfied. Where did the New York Times get these tax returns? Let's dig into that.
So I've heard that the Chinese were behind it, Dougie. How about that?
All right, so stay tuned. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. It's Mother's Day weekend, and as such, I'm full of ideas, full of a lot of things some of you would say, but I've got good ideas. So for Mother's Day, can you ask her how well she's sleeping? Is she getting a good night's rest every night? If the answer is so-so, you can do your mother a big favor and show her how much you love her by going online to MyPillow.com and ordering any number of things like the pillow itself, dog pillows, pet pillows. I just am washing Daisy's pet pillow that I have for her because she had a little accident last night. And pretty easy, you throw all right into the washing machine, wash it up, clean it up. All the things that come from MyPillow are washable, all made in America. These Giza sheets that people have been talking about, these cotton sheets, cotton coming from the best place in the world along the Nile River in Egypt. The Giza cotton sheets that have been created by MyPillow are really probably the best around because they actually fit on your bed. What a concept. So here, a couple of different ideas for Mother's Day. Get on the horn right now. Just go on the computer online to MyPillow.com. Order the sheets, get 30% off. Order the pillows, get 50% off. Some of the pillows come at 55% off. Great deals can be had as long as you use the code DJV, okay? Free shipping, too, on everything you buy. And financing for over $200 if you desire. All of that makes it very easy to get your mom something really special. She deserves a good night's rest. Get it for her at MyPillow.com. Get the bargains by using the promo code DJV. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza. Grown only on a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. It's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days or you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. Let's get to the next item, number two on the charts for this week from Talkers Magazine on our talk radio review, is a focus on the Trump tax returns for 10 years that appeared this week in the New York Times. So you just teased, Jennifer, you think the Chinese are involved in this?
Well, no one knows for sure. I just read some stories about perhaps China trying to get their hands on
the
tax return. It was a summary. I don't know. Maybe hacking or something. Who knows?
They hack.
But because they're involved with this struggle for trade war, over a trade war, they were thinking that was going to be maybe coming from them. But I don't think anybody knows for sure. In general, to me, this is so much. It's supposed to be this big revelation, and it's nothing new. Trump talked about using the tax loopholes in 2016. On the primary stage, that he would show his losses so that he could avoid paying taxes. He talked about it. Businesses do it.
Yeah.
He wrote a story about his comeback. I don't know why this seems to be like some big moment for
One of our business hosts here talked about and broke it down perfectly yesterday in his podcast, where he talked about how you write off the interest. And then you take losses on the payments and you write that off. You can write that any good business is going to create a loss in their books at the end of the year. Any good business, especially real estate, because of the tax laws back in the 80s, you were able to get away with a lot of write-offs. And that's all he did.
Let me read what the Times investigation says about where they obtained the information. It says, while the Times did not obtain the president's actual tax returns, it received the information contained in the returns from someone who had legal access to it. The Times was then able to find matching results in the IRS information on top earners, a publicly available database that each year comprises a one-third sampling of those taxpayers with identifying details removed. It also confirmed significant findings using other public documents along with confidential Trump family tax and financial records from the newspaper's 2018 investigation.
That person
that
had legal access
to
be in
jail.
IRS
make that information available. How dare
they? Well, no. Who's the person who turned it over to the Times? Yeah. That person should be in jail.
21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review here. Doug Steffen with our cast of experts and conversationalists. Rich McFadden in Washington. Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington. Victoria Jones at the DC Radio Company. A little one-sided. We've got too many Eastern arrogance. Much too much Eastern arrogance. We should have some Midwestern arrogance or West Coast arrogance rather than just the East Coasters. Victoria runs the DC Radio Company and has come upon something that, even though it's not in the top 10, it's an interesting exploration for a minute or so as to how people like you get press passes to go to the White House to get access to the news, or don't, as it may seem there are changes afoot here. Right, Victoria?
Yes, and the Sarah Sanders who's the White House press secretary, is saying that these new hard pass rules, and a hard pass means that you're a White House correspondent, which I was for nearly 14 years, and you can go in whenever you like. You show your hard pass to the security, you go through the different levels of security, and you just go in and you walk to your desk in the press area. You don't have to call in in advance. If you don't have a hard pass, you have to call in to the Secret Service and say, I'd like to come in, and then you get approval and you go. Now, what they've done is they've put in new rules, and Sanders is saying that they're designed to improve White House security. Well, everybody who has a hard pass has already been investigated by the FBI. So how it's designed to improve security when we've already had background investigations, it doesn't quite make sense to anybody. But what it is really is a purge of the White House press corps, and it appears to those in the White House press corps, whether this is true or not, to be an attempt to pick and choose who gets hard passes and to make it harder for people to cover the president, because effectively that's what it's doing. And you can get a temporary one for 6 months under these rules. And it's, a lot of people are just losing them and then having to reapply. And it's very draconian, and it's very interesting, and it's not obviously being reported because it's an industry thing, but this is very major, along with the fact that there hasn't been a press briefing for 2 months.
Who has been weeded out with this new process?
Seven Washington Post White House reporters lost their hard pass requirements, but you can get an exemption. They got exemptions. But they had to go through a process to get exemptions. Associated Press reporters, several of those lost their hard passes. The Associated Press is usually considered sort of pretty blameless. So you have to go basically every other day in the last 6 months. That would be including weekends. And it's pretty difficult to qualify for that if you also have to report to your bureau. This is tricky stuff. This is very tricky stuff. And then put in a large number of hours and do this and that. You know, when people, reporters do a lot of things. They also have to do assignments.
Are the rules
when
different
White House correspondents.
For the Fox?
No, Fox would come under the same rules. Fox is very loyal with
the
White House. Yes, with White House correspondents. This is across the board, yes.
Okay, so it's not picking on one specific set of correspondents. It's across the board on all of them.
Right, but then they can pick and choose who gets reinstated.
Right.
Will they?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But it is an interesting story. I'd love to hear sometime a story about in 14 years, what was your most interesting situation? That would be something cool. Maybe I'll ask you that for a moment or two as we continue on here. Another half hour, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our Pro Pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for a continuation of our conversation regarding the talk radio stories that have made it this week. The charts prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine for the week of May the 6th through the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan. Victoria Keelan. Not quite. The other Victoria. Victoria Jones. Sometimes, Victoria, I introduce Victoria Keelan on the DJV show by saying it's Victoria Jones. And then when you come on, I say, oh, it's Victoria Keelan. So we have victory. Victory is our cry with the Victorias. Victoria's been at the D.C. Radio Company, working in Washington for a number of years as an observer, as talk radio personality, news person. Rick Jensen, talk radio personality extraordinaire, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden, who is my compatriot. He and I have been texting a lot back and forth this week because he helped me find a new pickup truck. And one of Richie's, the story with Richie.
Side job.
Richie was in the car business. That shows you how credible he is before he became a radio person.
Hey, listen, the credibility in the car business is a lot more sometimes.
Good to know.
Yes, right, exactly. So anyway, Richie and I have been back and forth with our love for each other on the texting front. And for 26 years, he and I have been back and forth. One day it's love, one day it's hate. And today...
Now he's another satisfied customer of McFadden Auto Brokers.
That's right.
So anyway, number six.
Let's get to the North Korean thing. Did I introduce everybody? I think.
Interesting.
Okay, so the U.S. has seized a North Korean cargo ship, saying that they violated the sanctions. The seizure is not going to... It's not going to calm things down any. I'm not thinking that the two countries are... I don't know that we want to calm things down. The North Koreans this week, didn't they take a shot at some of the...
They launched two short-range missiles, yeah.
Right, landed up out in the ocean someplace. So these tests...
This ship that they seized?
Yeah?
It was running with its radar off.
Oh, good for
that. Naughty, very naughty.
Like in ghost mode.
Uh-huh.
And... Mm-hmm. The stuff that it had in it, while not...
It's a merchant ship. It's not a warship. It's a cargo ship.
Right, right.
Coal, apparently.
Yeah, it was carrying coal and a bunch of other stuff. But they definitely were just trying to fly under the radar.
It's called the Wise Honest. That was the name of the ship. The Wise
Honest. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Honest. Love that. Classic.
The Wise Honest. Great.
Now, also, newly released satellite images revealed huge... years-old base that seems to have been designed to hide and protect North Korea's growing arsenal of, wait for it, drum roll, long-range missiles.
Really?
Yes.
Wonderful fellas.
So that's really naughty.
What did a bit naughty and nice are two things that we reflect upon, but under the circumstances, what in the world? It's like the Ayatollah, the Iranians, and all of the nonsense with them this week and last week as well. What do they think do they actually, really, somebody has to be thinking or saying to these guys, look, don't make too much trouble because you'll not survive. Is this the height, the brink, or what do they call it, brinksmanship, right? In North Korea, the people don't have much choice. In Iran, the people are pissed off. People in Iran are smart. They have a lot of good. The people in the country don't like their government any more than we like ours. And there's a brewing distaste for the Ayatollah and all the hardline stuff. The people over there don't want to live like that. They know better, and they either come to this country. This country, you know, that's one of the interesting things about all this immigration talk. There are huge numbers of Iranians that come to our country to go to school. They come here legally. They stay in this country. They are practicing medicine. They are involved in the pharmaceutical industry. A lot of nurses. That seems to be their big thing. They train people as doctors, and many of them stay here. But this is, and you're here. I have some friends in Los Angeles who are Iranians. And they tell me the stories of that. As a matter of fact, a woman who runs a clinic and her father, who ran a hospital over in Iran, have come over here. He comes back and forth. He works here and he works there. But they talk all the time about how people are so disgusted with the Ayatollah, and then come back around again to the reality of these people. They don't survive in any kind of confrontation with us or anybody else.
How many of you think Putin is getting to Kim Jong Ding Dong? And saying, hey, listen, don't worry about the Americans. I got your back.
Oh, yeah, right.
You need some money? We'll get you coal. I'll put it in on a ship and we'll turn the radar off. Don't worry, I got you covered.
Yeah, right.
It's also a personality cult.
A lot of these things are, tied in, too. No, that's fine. Everyone does. For example, you have all these missiles, these rockets, murderous rockets that launched into Israel. And that is actually by an organization called the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They are Iranian-backed as well. In fact, their public spokesweasel, General Ziad, whatever it is, said, that was just a fire drill for what's going to be happening. It's all this geopolitical intrigue, everybody trying to move pieces along the chessboard, and it looks like checkers to those of us who are reading it from the outside, but it's all tied together, right?
Well, is there an emotional energy that's attached to this stuff that mixes people up? Isn't that really what politics and politicians are all about? It's all about the emotion of control and the emotion. We look at the leaders in the world today, other than them being mostly certifiable. Most of the leaders that you find in most countries, you got to be crazy to want to have the job in the first place. But then they tie that with all kinds of emotional stuff to keep people all fired up and to keep their minds away from what's really going on. That's the way
fired
I see
it. Fired up with negative emotions.
Yeah,
because
right.
negative emotions are so fear-based easy emotions. To get going, that's what's
manipulate.
So sad.
Yeah.
I don't know
why
anybody would want to be a leader of anything anymore. It's
well, you're a leader.
Of a mid-sized business, I wouldn't want to lead a country. I wouldn't want to be a cop. I wouldn't want to run our military. Mm-hmm. You are just under a constant microscope. Who would want that job?
Yeah. All right, speaking of being a cop, number five is a focus on what happened in Colorado. There's a story floating around at the end of the week about a security guard who seems to have been credited with capturing one, at least, of the two suspects in the shooting. He fired his weapon inside the school at this one of these kids, apparently, which sort of stands up better than, was it Sandy Hook? Where was it that they didn't know, down in Parkland, maybe. I forget this.
Where the cops
guy
stood
just
outside for 20 minutes while everybody...
Oh, yeah, that's Parkland. Yeah.
That was Parkland, yeah. Right. So this
but it's also
did.
Encouraging that the students in the school are taking things
protesting.
Into their own hands.
During the
shooting,
oh,
they
yes.
are
right.
throwing
yeah.
themselves at the shooter.
Yeah, but one of the other things is the savviness, if that's a word, I think it is, of these youngsters. When there were vigils this past week and politicians were all over the place, the kids shoot them off. We don't want you here.
That's a huge story here. It really is, especially, Doug, when you talk about, you know, the emotion of politics and whether it's geopolitical or whether it's local. This Moms Demand Action Bloomberg-funded organization has been traveling around the country. We had some come down here to Delaware as well. They're co-opting the entire meeting there, and the students said, wait, we don't want to hear you talk about guns. We want to hear you talk about the kids, the five kids here who were heroic at our school, the kids who were threatened or killed. And that's what it's not about us. And that's what they said. That was the quote. This was not about us. It was about them and their agenda. And then you had these kids saying, you know what? It's about mental illness. And we always suspect somebody. And they're not talking about that. That was the students talking about that. Yeah. I thought that was extraordinary, you know?
Yeah, one of the things
I think some of the kids were saying, we don't want to talk about guns yet. It's not time yet. Now we want to mourn. It's mourning time. We want to talk about, you know, some of them were saying, we might want to talk about guns, but not now.
You know, one of the things that they were talking about also was this school was a STEM, just a very advanced
Smart.
STEM school.
AP school.
And they talked about the pressure that these kids are under and just how there's so much pressure in these kids. And one of the parents was quoted as saying something like this or something bad was bound to happen at some point, that these kids are being pressed so hard all the time.
But the kids, were they students there?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that somewhere along the line. Really? All right. Well, there you go. Something else that's added to the mix. 44 after the hour, Mother's Day weekend. If your mother is aching because her joints have been, like, I have had a lot of injuries in my life working on the farm and stuff. I don't do a lot of heavy lifting on the radio. Not many injuries here. A few mental strokes. But now, if you're suffering and you see your mother with sore hands and maybe your shoulders are sore, there's something new around now that I would invite you to try for Mother's Day. It's called Sierracil Joint Formula 14. The reason it's called Joint Formula 14 is because in 14 days they guarantee you'll feel better and give you money back. As a matter of fact, I've been using it, and in 4 or 5 days it really made a difference. Give it to my dog as well. Good for the dog, good for you, good for mom. Don't let joint aches hold her back. If she's been complaining about her knees or her neck or her back, then go online to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E.live. It's a special deal This normally a bottle of this is $39. You can get it for $27.99 at achefree.live. Use the DJV code SARASIL for you and your pet. Get rid of the aches. Your mother is suffering. Tell Mom I love you. Here's something that will make you feel much better, and you will. ACHEFREE.live. Joint Formula 14 special deal. Use the DJV code. Get it in time for Mother's Day.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. The stories of the week. Number 10, the NBA Finals. That's usually in the number 10 position, pretty comfortably there. Number 9, the controversy over the safety of the Boeing 737, but then the 737-800 that slid off the runway in Jacksonville, that was pilot error, though. But because 737s have been controversial, everybody's going to take a shot. Violence in the Gaza, number 8. The vaccination debate is number 7. That continues. Free speech issues on social media, number 6. The Colorado school shooting and gun violence in general, number 5. What's going on in Asia with North Korea and China and the trade war? Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, the story from the New York Times this week about the Trump taxes. And the number 1 item this week, the Mueller report, a lot of discussion of executive privilege, that sort of thing.
During National Small Business Week, we recognize that more than half of Americans either own or work for a small business. That's why Visa is encouraging consumers to support small businesses. Visa Executive R.L. Prasad reminds consumers that now they have more ways than ever to connect with their favorite small business.
We're quickly moving towards a world where seamless digital payments work securely anywhere on any device. These innovations are opening a whole new world for small businesses.
Visa offers many products and services that help make small businesses more competitive.
Visa solutions for secure payments like chip and tap to pay cards and Visa token services, among others, help small businesses prevent fraud and do more of what they love, which is spending time with customers and moving their business forward. We provide peace of mind and value to small businesses by offering them multiple layers of secure technology that includes using artificial intelligence, increasing competitiveness with secure and innovative digital payment products, and driving growth with more than 3.3 billion Visa payment cards around the world.
At Visa, securing the world's payments is priority one.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
People List, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the top 10 on the People List. I oftentimes, as we do these programs, kind of slip up the order and don't get everything in. So here's the official list, so you know. At number 10, the arrival of Prince. He's not really a prince, but Archie, Duke or whatever he's going to be, maybe just a commoner. Meghan and the Prince have a new child. Number 9, Alex Jones added again. Kim Jong-un, the fatty, is at number 8. Xi Jinping from China, number 7. Joe Biden is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Interesting how the two of them are taking pot shots at each other. Donald Trump Jr. is 4. Gerald Nadler, number 3. Mueller's in the list of people, and Donald Trump. I'll kind of round out our list of the people being talked about this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Information supplied by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com. Prince Archie, number 10 on the people list. Prince Archie coming into the world this past week. I thought it was interesting as an anecdotal story from the talk tree that a radio host on the BBC was fired after he tweeted a photo of a chimpanzee in a suit with a caption, quote, "Royal baby leaves hospital." The photo.
Disgusting.
Sorry.
Bloody idiot.
I'm
surprised. And then he didn't apologize, but then Friday he's like, oh, no, I'm really sorry, really sorry. Didn't apologize at first, and then he suddenly realized what a massive story it was. Well, by the way, Archie's not a prince.
No, he's not. Did I say prince? No, he's not.
Yes.
Yeah, right. He's going to be a sort of commoner. What I got a kick out of is we have London Radio, which is kind of like our talk radio wrestling stuff here, and they have a national network called Talk Sport. And they have, those are kind of wrestling, the radio wrestling stuff. But the BBC is thought of as being sort of a step higher and not likely to have people working there who'd be dumb enough to do something. I could see James Whale doing something like this in a second. But
this guy's been fired before from Radio 5.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The second time he's been fired.
Obviously he's not a quick learner under the circumstances. All right,
well,
so that's
a kid Archie anyway, huh?
Jeez. Archie. What's wrong with Archie?
Archie. Come up with Archie.
Come on, Beauregard.
Dudley, maybe, would have been better. Prince Dudley. What do you think?
Nice.
How about that? 10 minutes before the hour. That's the Talk Radio Review. Thanks to Rick and Victoria and Richie. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Health Fair is coming Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of items all related to your health, including a barbecue, fun for the kids, a chance to meet your favorite radio personalities, and great music from DJ Bobette. Find out about organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour, Tech Talk time, a review of the top five technology stories from this week, a tradition at the end of the week, which is carried on by Victoria Keelan, who's here to review the top five. We start at number five, which is something new for Walmart. I thought this was interesting. I guess I understood the concept when you first went over it earlier, mm-hmm. but let's bring everybody up to date, Victoria.
Yeah, so Walmart is jumping into the original streaming video marketplace with their streamer called Vudu. It's V-U-D-U, and it's probably most new smart TVs already have the Vudu app ready that's pre-downloaded on it. And so Walmart this week released some of the initial programming for the original shows. They will be ad-supported, which means they're free to watch, but you do have to sit through some ads, not unlike Hulu. Netflix Netflix still remains ad-free. So Vudu announced initially last October that they're resurrecting the 1983 movie Mr. Mom, and they're turning it into an original series. Other shows include Friends in Strange Places, which is a travel comedy show, and Queen Latifah is the executive producer of that. Albedo is a science fiction series, which stars Evangeline Lilly. She's best known for Ant-Man and the Wasp. She is the Wasp, and she was also on Lost. Turning Point with Randy Jackson is an interview documentary series, and Blue's Clues and You is a remake of the children's series, and so that's in partnership with Nickelodeon. Plus, Variety magazine is going to have a weekly entertainment show called Variety's First Look. And so Vudu will start debuting these shows by the end of 2019 and into 2020. And they also have a pretty extensive digital catalog of films. So even though Disney Plus is probably going to turn into the biggest streaming giant, and then we'll have Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime, I think Vudu would probably take in it, they'll probably slide right into that fourth place spot. So it's good news for Walmart, which owns Vudu, and they were smart enough to get into, you know, all those DVDs just sit there in Walmart, so they were smart to get into streaming. Every right, Nicolas Cage movie, right? It just sits there on DVD.
Yeah. Right, yep. Twitter is now going to let you add photos and videos and things. Let's get the story behind the story as number four this week.
Yep, Twitter users can now add images, videos, and GIFs to their retweets and quoted tweets. Now, in the past, if you wanted to respond to someone else's tweet, you were only allowed to use text. So now, this has actually been, apparently this was a really big problem with their algorithm, and Twitter said it took forever. It was such a challenge to get this all straightened out. But it does add another layer, and this is definitely something that Twitter users have been asking for. So it makes tweeting and retweeting a lot more interactive.
Number three, counting our way to number one this week, is a focus on a new phone from Google.
Yep. Google's new Pixel 3a is rated very highly by tech reviewers. In fact, it's been named by many as the best phone under $500. Prices start at $399 for the smaller 3a and $479 for the Pixel 3a XL. There's actually a really great deal happening if you do want to buy one of these Google Pixel phones. B&H Photo and the Google Store are giving you a $100 gift card when you buy one of these new Pixel phones. And B&H Store has actually all of the color options available. And each purchase includes a prepaid SIM card for Mint Mobile, which is handy if you're in between carriers or in between contracts. And then Best Buy jumped on board as well. If you buy a Pixel from Best Buy, you also get a $100 gift card. And all of those offers are valid until May 18th.
Number two, beware of debt collectors debt collectors.
Yeah, this is not great news for the consumer. Under a new Trump administration policy, debt collectors will not just be able to call you, but they'll be able to email you and text you. And this is, which sounds ridiculous, but it's part of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. This was originally established in 1977 when people could only call you. There was no email or text messaging. So the new proposal is, which actually comes from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which isn't really issuing any protections for consumers, but it opens the door for people to email you and text you. They can call you 7 times a week now. That's what they're allowed to do. And so this is going to enter a 90-day public comment period. So this is the CFPB's plan, the Consumer Protection or Financial Protection Bureau. If you do not like this plan, if you have debt collectors calling you, then you can go online and you can actually protest this.
They're going to get slammed.
I think it's such an invasion of privacy. Calling is one thing, but texting and, you know, on your cell and emailing, it's too much.
Now, there's an interesting counter because number one is a new warning about robocalls.
The FCC has issued an alert. If you get a one-ring robocall, do not call them back because this is a huge scam. And if you see a country code 222, that's the West African nation of Mauritania. And so they are basically trapping people, and you will get a huge phone bill. So if you have any of these calls, do not call them back. Just block them and let it go.
Word to the wise, sufficient. Hopefully this is helpful information. It's Victoria Keith, and I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Democrats are fixated on subpoenas rather than finding solutions to the country's problems.
This is a time that the country wants us to move forward. We want to move forward. We got health care. We got trade. We got a crisis on our border.
So far, House committees have issued multiple subpoenas for executive branch information, including for an unredacted version of the Mueller report and some million of pages of underlying evidence, for testimony and documents from former White House counsel Don McGahn, and for information on the president's business dealings and his tax returns. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says he's instructed his political envoy to immediately open relations with the United States military.
U.S.-backed Guaido told modest crowds in Caracas he has asked his ambassador in Washington to open direct communications toward possible coordination. Repeating language used by President Donald Trump, Guaido says he's keeping all options on the table to remove Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. In recent days, Venezuelan security forces arrested National Assembly Vice President Edgar Zambrano. Other lawmakers also scrambled for refuge in foreign embassies following an unsuccessful military rebellion on April 30th. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The Wise Honest, a North Korean cargo ship seized by the U.S. because of suspicion it was used to violate international sanctions, will undergo inspections now that it's been docked at the port of Pago Pago, the capital of American Samoa. Indonesian authorities detained the ship in April 2018. Justice Department officials announced this week that the United States had seized the ship. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media, we don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest-rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
Japanese automaker Toyota and electronics maker Panasonic are forming a joint venture combining their housing businesses in Japan.
Toyota Motor Corporation, which offers housing as well as vehicles in Japan, said the new company will offer homes showcasing technology such as connected cars and the Internet of Things. Panasonic says its housing subsidiary will become part of the joint venture. Both sides say communities will increasingly want connected cars, autonomous driving, car sharing, and ecological vehicles.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. The company said Thursday the deal would be concluded by January 2020. Earlier this year, Toyota and Panasonic announced a joint venture to research, manufacture, and sell batteries for ecological autos, an increasingly lucrative sector amid concerns about global warming. The companies have been studying working together on batteries since 2017. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In Dallas, the PGA crowns a first-time champ.
It may have taken him 159 starts, but 31-year-old Dallas-based South Korean Sung Kang has finally secured his breakthrough PGA Tour win at the AT&T Byron Nelson. Kang broke out of a tie for the lead with a birdie at the 15th and then pulled away to post a closing round 67, his 23-under par total, giving him a two-shot victory over Scott Piercy and Matt Every. Brooks Koepka tuned up his game going into his defense of this week's PGA title with a solid 20-under performance. I'm Graham Agars.
On the PGA Tour Champions, the final round of the region's tradition has been pushed back to tomorrow when play was suspended following a four-and-a-half-hour delay created by thunderstorms and steady rain. Steve Stricker with a two-stroke lead at 14-under 202 over Bernhard Langer, David Toms, and Billy Andrade. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
May is Peace Officers Memorial Month. The Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association would like to recognize the officers who gave their lives in the line of duty. Since May of 1988, a ceremony is held in front of the Shasta County Courthouse to recognize these officers. Also, there is a memorial run consisting of law enforcement officers running 1 mile for each officer who died in the line of duty. The runners pass a baton at each mile. The baton bears the names of each slain officer and the date they died. Over the years, a monument has been dedicated along with the formation of the Peace Officers Coalition. Please join us on Thursday, May 16th at 11 a.m. in front of the Shasta County Courthouse to remember and honor the slain peace officers that have given their lives to serve the North State. This message honoring our officers slain in the line of duty is brought to you by the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association, correctional officers, and district attorney investigators, dedicated men and women who work tirelessly for our community.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Redding or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
As future.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And it is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's usually here with us every single week from Talkers Magazine, to count down the top 10 talk topics. I love saying that, that you discuss across your talk radio stations around the nation. Joining us as well is Rick Jensen from WDEL, who's usually with us in the earlier hour. So we're going to discuss the top 10 topics, and as usual, Michael will take us through those topics and the people on that list. Michael?
Yeah, let's take it away, and hello to Rick. Let's go at number 10.
Hello, Michael.
Yes, indeed. Nice to be on with you, Rick. NBA Finals and baby Archie Harrison, no relative of mine, but a lovely baby indeed, are number 10. At number 9, we have that Boeing 737 Jacksonville runway slide. At number 8, violence and ceasefire in Gaza. Climate change and the vaccination debate share the number 7 spot. At number 6, we have Facebook, social media, and free speech. Fascinating topic. At number 5, the Colorado school shooting, gun violence, and immigration reform, kind of tied in there at number 5. Not that much talk about immigration reform this week. Other distractions that we have been dealing with. At number 4, the China trade war, the stock market activity, and the North Korea missile tests. The 2020 presidential race dominates at number 3. At number 2, the New York Times Trump finances story. And at number 1, the report that keeps on giving, the Mueller report and executive privilege. Are we indeed in a constitutional crisis? That's the question of the week. On our people survey, we have a little people. He's not a prince yet. He becomes a prince if his father becomes, or his grandfather. I'm not sure. Somebody. Royalty just makes me crazy, but it's fascinating nonetheless. But little Archie Harrison is number 10. At number 9, Alex Jones, Louis Farrakhan, and Milo Yiannopoulos. Haven't said the name in too long. Get the tongue straight. Okay. Kim Jong-un at number 8. Xi Jinping at 7. Joe Biden at 6. Bernie Sanders at 5. Donald Trump Jr. at 4. Gerald Nadler at 3. William Barr and Robert Mueller at 2. And Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States, at number 1. And there you go.
There you go. There it is. Top 10. I mean, it's always a great list. It's always fun to kind of stop and start with the fun stuff before we get into the heavy stuff as we get to the top of the list.
Is there really fun stuff here?
You know, I was just about to ask you guys. Being a Washingtonian, my Wizards are out. The Capitals are out. The Nationals are playing horribly. I'm really not engaged right now, and I feel bad for our local sports station, WJFK, because I think, man, what do these guys sit and talk about? And really, in Washington, the only thing they have to sit and talk about is the Washington Redskins. If the Nats were doing great or the Caps were still in it, great, no problem. But what do these radio markets do when they're like us right now and there's just dead sports energy in the city?
It's a problem in sports talk radio, and it I hear this complaint all the time, you know, the people don't want to hear about, you know, an out-of-town team that might be in the thick of it. The local teams are terrible. What do you talk about? It's challenging.
It's tough.
And that's when you get into personalities. That's when you get into the very, very difficult, the politically difficult issue of criticizing the home team without seeming to bash the home team or the fans. And quite often it gets into, you know, how long are they going to keep this coach employed here? You know, or why, what stupid reason did they come up with for trading for that guy? So they work on the negative aspects of it. Not that different than news talk and politics, when you think about it.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that, because, Rick, I'm sure you guys see this in Delaware and Philadelphia. I mean, Philadelphia fans are tough. But
we're Phillies fans, yep. And, you
know,
what happens, though? It's all about the Sixers.
It's all about the Sixers. But what happens, though, is here's the deal. Is that sports talk radio is basically merged with news talk or just issues talk radio, and basically talks about the issues. If somebody's getting in trouble, if there's a law that's being changed at the local high school level with, you know, who can play, who can't play. And really, they start looking for the issues and become a talk radio show that just happens to be sports or close to sports based.
Yeah, and they wish every day that Robert... Yeah, I'm sorry. They wish every day that Robert Kraft will get himself into trouble, you know,
exactly.
With a massage parlor.
Yeah, so they have something more to talk about. Yeah, but they also talk about things like, you know, the cost of beer at the games, and that's every man's topic. Oh,
right.
I can't believe I went and got myself a Dogfish, which, by the way, is merging with Sam Adams. Oh, my God, that's a big deal. Then they'll talk about that.
You know, you just hit on my number one story of the week, that Dogfish Head Brewery is not being bought by, but is actually merging with Sam Adams, and that is a big, huge topic of conversation here in Washington, D.C., because it's a very popular regional brewery for us.
It's here in Delaware, man. Sam Calagione is going to be on my show in 2 weeks, and I had no idea that this was coming down the pike. Of course, he's a man of his word. He'll still be on the show. It's huge because here in Delaware, we love Sam for what he's done for the craft brewing industry and brought more people to Delaware for beer tourism. He's also a great guy. He's just kind of like one of these laid-back, knowledgeable beach guys, you know?
Yeah, well, craft beer and sports, they definitely go hand-in-hand. All right, at number 9, we've got the Boeing 737 Jacksonville runway slide. You know what? Here's just the way I see all this, right? You look, there's an app where you can see all the planes that are in the sky over top of you at any given moment, or around the nation, or around the world. How in the world do they manage all of this stuff? How do we not have more of these accidents? I find air safety amazing that we do not have more accidents than we do.
It's an interesting
way. And yet, blindly we go.
Very interesting insight. It has to do with whether you're an optimist or a pessimist, and whether you see the glass half full, you know, that whole thing. You could say that about everything in society, Rich.
True, yeah.
It's pretty amazing things operate as well as they do. We tend to focus on incompetence. We tend to focus on human error. We're very critical about things, and, of course, bad news always leads. So
you're safer in an airplane than you are in your bathtub. Fact.
You know. Well, it's statistically, at least, the psychology of prioritizing danger is a maddening subject. We get all bent out of shape over things that are statistically not as dangerous as other things, which we accept as par for the course.
Right.
So this is a whole fascinating discussion about human psychology. But it is pretty amazing when you think about what goes on in the air traffic control towers and the stress these people are under. And all the moving parts, and I don't want to scare ourselves here, but it is pretty amazing how well it goes, and we should keep that in mind.
It really is. All right, a question for you both. Rick Jensen, how long have you been in the radio business?
Oh, my God, since I was in high school?
Okay.
Yeah, so many years.
We'll just say that's a lot of years. Michael, I'm going to assume right around the same. I know that you were one of the people who actually changed rock radio forever, so... You've been around for quite a while.
I've been around for more than half of the time radio's been around.
Wow. Okay. So in that time, both of you have been around for a long time. How long have you been talking about Middle East violence and Middle East peace?
Because that's I began talking about it in 2400 BC.
There you go. Yeah. I started much later when the Moors took over Spain. Other than that, not so long.
So, I mean, I've only been around since the late 90s, and I feel like this is always, you've got abortion, you've got gun control. Those are kind of the things that are always there, but you don't really ever talk about unless you need to fill the phones or something like that. And you've got Middle East violence and Middle East peace. And it just seems like you're always talking about it. It's just a matter of who the players are. And do we ever get anywhere?
We don't get anywhere, and that doesn't make it any less dangerous. A lot of people feel when the end of the world comes, the spark that's going to cause it will come from the Middle East. So on one level, yeah, it's the same old, and there's a certain pessimism that, it's never going to be solved. On the other level, it remains a constant tinderbox, a constant threat to the future of the world, considering how crazy the world is right now technologically, militarily, and ideologically. So it's one of those nagging concerns.
Excuse me. It's a fascinating conversation that never ends, and I wish that one of us could have an answer, because I know, Michael, you're smart enough. Rick, you're definitely smart enough. Me, not a chance. I'm not going to solve anything anywhere except for maybe the Sam Adams and Dogfish Brewery thing. All right, so it's 16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I am Rich McFadden along with Michael Harrison and Rick Jensen. Coming up, we're going to fix a massive problem called climate change. Michael has the answer. He told me so during the break.
Oh, yeah.
I know he does. And Rick is going to solve the vaccination debate. Those are tied at number 7 on the Talk Radio Countdown at 17 past the hour.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Miravet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older, maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Rich McFadden, Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, who is responsible for this list that we walk through each and every week, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware and Philadelphia. And we are, we've already gone through the NBA Finals and the Royal Baby, the Boeing crash at number 9. The Middle East at number 8, and we come up to climate change and vaccination debate at number 7. Conversation about climate change. Everybody always wants to be a better patron of our Earth, but it seems that we all differ on how to best do that. Is that what the main part of the conversation is when we talk about this on Talk Radio, Michael?
The problem is the politicization of it.
Yes.
That it's been weaponized. It is a very real discussion. Anybody who knows anything about science knows that climate does change. And when the climate changes, it changes quickly. It doesn't happen gradually. History shows, you know, with all the different layers in archaeology and geology, that things happen. So this is normal. The question comes into the money involved and whether or not the human race is causing or involved in making this climate change happen, and it's become totally political. And you cannot have this discussion in a reasonable, scientific, and sociologically unified way on talk radio or in talk media anymore without it becoming left versus right, Republicans versus Democrats.
I'll take it one step further. I think it's become a religion. I think we talked about religion and abortion and gun control, the three things. I think that climate change has become a religion.
Unfortunately, you're right. And a lot of things, when they become dogmatic, become like religions. And that's when we go off track and off the rails.
There it is. All right, Michael, thank you so much for your input. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues at 21 past the hour.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Indeed we are. I'm Rich McFadden along with Rick Jensen of WDEL. Doug is out and about this week. We'll be back with you next week. So we're here at the list, and we've gone through number 10, number 9, number 8, and number 7 we're in the middle of. So we've gone through violence and Gaza, the Boeing 737 runway slide, the NBA Finals, and the Royal Baby. Here we are at number 7 with climate change, which we just discussed with Michael Harrison, and the vaccination debate. And, Rick, there's a lot of interesting takes around the country on this. There's people for and people against and autism and the mercury and things. And Doug will rant about the mercury and the vaccinations and what. But what's your take?
Fear. I think it's really just about fear. Now, years and years ago,
fear
before
what?
There
fear
was
who?
Fear that these vaccines are going to cause your child to become or to
autism.
get
right.
autism, something
right.
like that. Exactly.
Right.
And it's a lack of knowledge. It's not being stupid. It's ignorance. And there's a big difference here. It just means you just don't know. When my daughter was getting her vaccinations, I talked to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know what, we can actually stagger these things. But you got to have the MMR. You got to. I mean, with measles being prevalent now, we have outbreaks all over the place. And the other thing is this. If you don't give your kids the measles vaccine, what are you subjecting them to? Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to them later? Now, when you're 50 years old or older, you want to go get the vaccine for shingles, right? So what are you actually doing to your kids when you say you're going to have measles, we're not going to get your vaccine? You're telling them that when you hit 50 or older, you're going to get shingles. And by the way, that hurts like hell. I know people who have who've gone through that. So my take has always been, even though I kind of lean libertarian, there's this whole idea that you need to protect the herd. If you want people to be dying around you, fine, then don't get vaccinated. But if 90% of us human beings are vaccinated, the CDC and others say then you're actually doing a fine job of protecting the herd. My question is, why would you choose not to protect your family? Diseases, it's so much easier to prevent a disease than to treat a disease. Why would you not want to do that?
Yeah, prevention is a key. All right, very good.
It really truly is. So I think it's fear, a lack of knowledge, and maybe also because the medical industry is changing in so many ways. Government is taking over. There's fewer and fewer family doctors. Maybe they're not training doctors to be family-oriented and actually spend some time, more than 7 or 8 minutes, with a patient and explain to them what they know and what they have learned when it comes to diseases, vaccinations, immunity, and the fact, and I do believe it is a fact, that you are less likely to come to harm from a vaccine than you are from acquiring the illness.
All right, I want to skip over to number 5 here and just take a minute on the school shootings and come back to number 6, the Facebook social media and free speech issue. But let's spend a minute on these Colorado school shootings. And I think it's interesting that one of the things that they're discussing here is the stress and the strain and the pressure on kids, and that it's a incubator for events like this to happen, because the kids, especially at a high performing school like they're at, perform at such a high level. And I thought that you had an interesting insight when you talked about an author or a psychologist who wants to mandatorily give psychology or mental health tests to people who are suspect.
Yeah, this is really dicey territory. When you have the kids in Colorado now saying, I don't want this Bloomberg Moms Demand Action driving in from other states to come here and lecture us on guns. This is about us. This is about what we're going through, what our friends have gone through, what the families of those who have been killed are going through. And it's about mental illness. So Dr. John Huber is proposing mental health warrants. And that sounds kind of scary, but can we talk about it on the other side?
Absolutely. That's a very interesting topic. All right, there it is. 28 past the hour. Coming back with the top 5 on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code DJV.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com and don't forget promo code DJV.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's 34 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden along with Rick Jensen from WDEL, counting down your top 10 talk topics for the week. And I will go through them for you once again. Rick, that's my favorite thing to do. All right, so the number 10 story for the week is the NBA Finals and the royal baby being born. At number 9, the Boeing 737 Jacksonville runway slide. At number 8, the violence and ceasefire in Gaza. Number 7, climate change tied with the vaccination debate. At number 6, Facebook, social media, and free speech. That's a big, big topic we're going to get into here in a second. At number 5, the Colorado school shooting and gun violence immigration reform. At number 4, China trade war, the stock market activity, and North Korean missile tests. At number 3, the 2020 presidential race. Number 2, the New York Times Trump finance and tax story. And at number 1, the Mueller report, no surprise there, and Trump pulling executive privileges.
So once you put Joe Biden in there, no one else gets to talk. Have you ever been around Joe? It's amazing. This guy could filibuster on how's the weather.
He owns the room. All right.
He does, yeah.
All right, so we're at number 6 with the Facebook social media free speech issue, with Alex Jones, Louis Farrakhan, and Milo Yiannopoulos being banned from Facebook this week. And I got to tell you, this is going to be a tricky, sticky subject over the next decade, figuring out what hate speech is, what free speech is, what's in between, and who has the right to govern it. It's a private company. They should be able to do what they want, but then again, it's so big and ubiquitous and everybody uses it that should the government step in and say, hey, you know what? It's free speech. They are protected. It's a tricky subject.
We've allowed them to take over our lives. That's the bottom line. And people keep forgetting that if a service like this is free, you are the product. They're selling everything they can find out about you. We have to remember that.
Exactly.
Keep that in mind.
Exactly.
Because there is actually power in the marketplace, but we people have not yet figured out how to leverage that with a company like Facebook. So Facebook has all this data on you, and they sell access to the data. They don't sell the data, they sell access to the data, because once they control it, they can control the cash flow for that as well. The problem is, you know, there are options. There are some other companies you can use, but they're not as well known, and people don't want to change what they do, so we will acquiesce.
You know, it's funny. I remember back in the, I don't know, early 2000s, Doug and I talking about a story about how Corvettes were going to have a black box, and then that could track your speed and your braking distance. And people were out of their mind that they did not want anybody tracking information about them while driving in their car, and no way was I going to buy a Corvette or any car where they could track my thing. And then all of a sudden, a couple of years later, they come out with a device where, you know, hey, it's got directions for you. Oh, hey, it's got games.
Yeah, GPS.
Oh, hey, I can talk to my family anytime in any place I want to.
Sure.
All of a sudden, it became a tool for me, and I didn't care about my private information. My private information was, like, totally secondary, maybe in third, fourth, fifth on the list, because, you know what? This thing does some cool stuff that I want. And it changed everything. And here we are today, because we want to be able to see pictures of somebody else's dinner or their kids at baseball practice, we're willing to just chuck out all of our private concerns over information and our security just to give it up. And it's the way they sold it to us, and they own us now.
Aren't insurance companies like Progressive saying to you, tell you what, if we can track your speed, track your braking, track everything you do as a driver, you can save money on your insurance? And I'm wondering, okay, people are doing that, but what else are they doing with that data? Are they monetizing that in some other way, Rich?
Absolutely.
And I really don't know.
Absolutely they are. Everybody's monetizing all the data that they collect on you, and they have everything. And hey, don't think just because you give somebody only your junk email address that they don't have access to everything else. They can cross-reference all of these lists. So once you give them your third or fourth or fifth email address, they can connect it through all of their databases to your social security number, to your home phone, to your address, to your kid's date of birth. They can connect it. There's a matrix, and they own it all once they have one.
By the way, I find it interesting and somewhat comforting to know that millennials with whom I have spoken, you know, younger than me, who we're pretty much accustomed to giving all their information to companies and everybody. When they get older now, they get into their mid to late 30s, and they realize, oh, this is a problem. I don't like this anymore. And I'm really glad to hear that, they're sort of pushing back against that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, me too.
And by the way, it ties into something we talked about before the break, which we are going to talk about now, which is Dr. John Huber and mental health warrants. Imagine that. I mean, the outrage if you had a knock on the door. Mr. McFadden, yes, your son Jimmy has been making some threats. We're here, the police, and we have a warrant to take him to a forensic psychologist for an appointment. What would be your reaction, Rich, if you got that knock on the door?
Oh, I'd be mortified, obviously. I'd be angry. I'd be everything. But you know what? The parent of a kid who needs that investigation and that test probably knows this is the best thing. Would the parents of the two kids that shot up this school in Colorado this week have said, thank you for coming? I think they might have. But, you know, me as a parent who doesn't think that my kids need it, I don't see any warning signs. You know, I don't want a minority report, but I'd rather have them come and do a mental health test than have them just take the kids away because they fear that they will commit a crime at some point. I see the minority report coming.
The way Dr. John Huber frames this, and by the way, this is not something that's set, not something that any state legislatures or any other municipalities have put into place. He's suggesting this. He says, look, he's been a forensic psychologist for, gosh, a couple decades or more, and he's been very, very successful with his practice of working with people who are psychopaths and sociopaths, and none of the people whom he's treated and put back into society has ever engaged in any recidivism whatsoever. He's really, really, he's one of the best of the best in this.
Wow.
And he believes he can train others. They can have a checklist for those who are not forensic, because you're talking about a lot of people around the country who do not have this kind of training, who would then be, I guess, conscripted or something, or hired to perform these analyses. So you'd have to have multiple reports about a person. That goes to a judge, and the judge has to sign off on this warrant. Then the individual, adult or youngster, would go to a forensic psychologist, have the conversations, have the interview, go through this checklist, and then they may or may not be assigned some sort of therapeutic counseling. So it's the kind of thing we're talking about. It's the kind of thing the kids in Colorado were talking about this past week, too, which is mental health.
I'm for it, because right now, you know, we look at number five on the list, and it says Colorado school shooting / gun violence. And I believe that that should read Colorado school shooting / mental health issues. And
there are millions of Americans who agree with you.
Yeah, I really think that's, we're looking at the tool instead of the cause. We need to look at the cause. What's going on? And a lot of people assign the gun as the cause. The gun is not the cause. The gun is the tool. And sure, can we do something to try and make sure that these kids don't have access to the tool? Absolutely. But is that the cause? It is not the cause. All right, got to move
along.
And
these kids at the school knew that. Yeah, they knew that.
Yeah, absolutely. Number four, the China trade war and the stock market activity tied with the North Korean missile test. You know, this China trade war is an interesting thing. Our economy is humming along. I mean, it's doing great. Jobs are at the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. The GP is up. Of course, the GPD is up. Everything's humming along. Everybody's making lots of money, having jobs, able to spend the money. Companies are doing well. And here's China that says, okay, if you up your tariffs 25% on $200 million worth of goods, we're going to have to reciprocate and make all of these goods even more expensive for you, or not sell your goods on our end. And Trump is going, you know what? Our economy's great. Your economy sucks. Have at it. I bet I can outlast you, and I bet we win. And where he's really, really smart at this is that eventually the supply line for these products that he just raised the tariffs on, if it goes long enough and China doesn't basically back down, those supply lines move to other countries. They go to Vietnam. They go to Manila, wherever these other supply lines are. And China just loses the business 100%. And that's what Trump knows China will not let happen, because their economy is already struggling. And he knows that they can't go too long and hold the line here.
That's a good point. The United States has net profit over China when it comes to trade. And right. The other question is, okay, so if they want to play this game, how far are they willing to go to continue the suffering and the poverty in China if they choose to do this? And I've often believed that if Xi Jinping, what a great name.
Yeah. Sounds like a stripper.
I know, or poodle. If Xi Jinping wants to play this game and go hardcore, then we could lose, because the Chinese are much more likely to press their people into abject poverty and suffering.
Absolutely.
Than we are here in the United States.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But to your point though, when it comes to the numbers, they're not winning. You're right, Rich.
They absolutely are. All right, we got just a couple minutes here to get through the top three here. 2020 presidential race. You know what? It's nothing dramatic happened this week, so I really want to hit this New York Times Trump's finances story and his taxes. The big misperception here is that Trump lost, what is it, $100 million or $1 billion or something like that?
A billion dollars
in between the 80s and 90s. Yes, he did, on paper, because that's the way the tax laws were, and he used every single loophole that he was legally allowed to use. And if you are a smart business person, especially in real estate, you are going to show a loss. You're going to write off your interest. You're going to write off the loss in the payments for your tenants, because you know that 30 years down the road, that property is now yours, and that's where your win comes. So 100% you should show a loss when you are able to use those loopholes that you can't. Just smart business guy.
Interesting, but the New York Times had this, you know, what is it, how many thousand word story on this thing is incredible. And yet you go back to the 1980s and the New York Times did a story on Trump and what a genius he was and how brilliant he was that he was able to get $1 billion loan. I think most of it was Deutsche Bank, and then Deutsche Bank sold those loans off to other banks, kind of
right.
Like the way exactly. That they sell off mortgages, and that he was a brilliant businessman. And now you fast forward to today and, oh, man, what a horrible person he is for doing this. You know?
Right.
That's what I think.
Right.
No, hey, New York Times, if you want to be the paper of record, remember, you're the paper of record, and now they look like hypocrites on the whole thing.
All right, we got 60 seconds on the Mueller report and Trump's executive privileges. What have people in Philadelphia and Delaware been saying about this in 30 seconds?
We're sick of it. People basically are tired of it. You have the Democrats saying, okay, if you can hurt Trump with this, that's fine, that's great. People who support Trump are saying, wow, infrastructure. I'd like to get more into William Barr and what Nadler's trying to do, if we have time, sir.
There it is. There's your Talk Radio Countdown Show. No, we don't, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
every week we need 3 to 5 hours of this. All right,
I know.
Thank you, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Delaware. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The stories of the week. Number 10, the NBA Finals. That's usually in the number 10 position, pretty comfortably there. Number 9, the controversy over the safety of the Boeing 737, but then the 737-800 that slid off the runway in Jacksonville, that was pilot error, though. But because 737s have been controversial, everybody's going to take a shot. Violence in the Gaza, number 8. The vaccination debate is number 7. That continues. Free speech issues on social media, number 6. The Colorado school shooting and gun violence in general, number 5. What's going on in Asia with North Korea and China and the trade war? Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, the story from the New York Times this week about the Trump taxes. And the number 1 item this week, the Mueller report, a lot of discussion of executive privilege, that sort of thing.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. With spring in full bloom, Americans are tossing out their unwanted items, but many forget their wallets could use another look as well. A Bank of America survey found 52% of credit card holders use multiple rewards cards to earn in a variety of categories. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Lighten your wallet's load this spring with one credit card that helps you maximize your cash back by allowing you to choose from a variety of popular spending categories. With the new Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back on gas, or you can change it to one of five popular categories each calendar month, including online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings. Finally, one card helps you earn cash back on the things that matter most to you. So the only thing your wallet will accumulate is rewards.
Visit bankofamerica.com/choosemyrewards.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. People List, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the top 10 on the People List. I oftentimes, as we do these programs, kind of slip up the order and don't get everything in. So here's the official list, so you know. At number 10, the arrival of Prince. He's not really Prince, but Archie, Duke or whatever he's going to be, maybe just a commoner. Meghan and the Prince have a new child. Number 9, Alex Jones added again. Kim Jong-un, the fatty, is at number 8. Xi Jinping from China, number 7. Joe Biden is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Interesting how the two of them are taking pot shots at each other. Donald Trump Jr. is 4. Gerald Nadler, number 3. Mueller's in the list of people, and Donald Trump all kind of round out our list of the people being talked about this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Information supplied by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com.
Jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney and talk radio professional for years and years and years and years and years. I've been talking to Steve about just the legal aspects of some of the biggest stories of the week, and no different this week. So we start here, Steve, we go through the list, and I want to stop at number six, where the Facebook, social media, and free speech issues collide, and the fact that Alex Jones, Louis Farrakhan, and Milo Yiannopoulos were banned from Facebook this week. And really, the crossroads of free speech and a privately owned business, how do we manage and where do you see this going in the future? How is everybody going to dissect the fact that these are privately owned business? They can technically do what they want until it affects, what, 30, 40, 50% of the population when it comes to free speech?
Yeah, I mean, the issue is, and one of the things I do is I'm a professor of media law and white-collar crime at Bentley University, and we'll talk about the issue when we're talking about the First Amendment rights. Well, it's like someone, when I was had a daily show, someone called in, and they could tell I was about to cut them off. And the person said, I have a First Amendment right. And right. My closing words were, not here, you don't. And right. That's the point. The First Amendment protects the right of free speech from government interference, which can get to be pretty interesting because I, as a college professor at a private college, I can't say anything that my employer might find objectionable. I'm out on my whatever. But if I worked at a state university, I would have rights of free speech because then I'm technically working for the government. Wow. So it never was as big an issue as it is now when, frankly, the biggest platforms of free speech for the world are those of social media. Absolutely. So you have companies making these decisions. And, you know, it's easy sometimes. Yeah, we don't want to have Al-Qaeda recruiting on YouTube. But what happens when you get to people closer to the line? And, you know, when does, you know, what kind of standards? And we're still trying to figure that out.
At some point, do you see the government getting involved?
I do see some kind of government involvement, mainly because of the level of power that these social media platforms have. And at first, they took the position that we are merely platforms, so we don't regulate at all. Anybody can put up anything. But that really wasn't going to work, and it can't work. So, yeah, there's going to be some involvement. I hope it's minimal by government. I don't like to see government involvement in the media.
I'll give you my 10-second take on this. As somebody who runs ads for political programs, I can tell you that there is a bias, and I think the government will have to get involved at some point based on that because it's definitely there. It's trouble. All right, I don't want to short number one because there's a lot there that I want to get from you. The Mueller report and executive privilege. I'd really love to get your take on executive privilege and where Trump stands with all of this.
He stands in the same corner that Richard Nixon stood. Nixon tried to do this with Watergate, and it didn't work. I mean, and frankly, what happened when Nixon set the stage, because when Nixon widely claimed executive privilege as the investigation was going on into him and Watergate, it went up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court clarified it. And according to the Supreme Court, candid private conversations, and not even all of those, candid private conversations between the president and advisors may be protected, and I say may be protected by executive privilege. What Trump is talking about when he's saying that the entire Mueller report cannot be released because of executive privilege is most of that they're talking about there was before he was president. Executive privilege doesn't apply. There are plenty of people involved in it who were not government employees and were not presidential advisors. It doesn't apply to them. And frankly, with a couple of others, most notably his lawyer McCann, he's already waived that privilege. So it, to me, as a lawyer, I'm looking at as more of a stalling technique than anything, because there's really no connection when it comes to the Mueller report and executive privilege.
Join us again next week when Doug is back, and Michael will go through the top 10 talk topics of whatever's coming up this week, and we know Trump will be involved with it, but some other fun stuff here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Get the credit approval. See your dealer for details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Larry Kudlow says he expects China to retaliate for increased tariffs after talks in Washington ended without a trade deal. On Fox News Sunday, the president's chief economic advisor said President Trump's plan to raise tariffs to 25% across the board could take months to take effect, but he says in the end, it'll be worth it.
We have had unfair trading practices all these years, and so in my judgment, the economic consequences are so small, but the possible improvement in trade and exports and open markets for the United States, this is worthwhile doing.
Kudlow added there can be no acceptance of any backtracking by China.
We don't think the Chinese have come far enough. We'll wait and see. The talks will continue, and I will say this, there's a G20 meeting in Japan toward the end of June next month. The chances that President Trump and President Xi will get together at that meeting are probably pretty good.
Saudi Arabia's energy minister says two Saudi oil tankers hit in sabotage attacks off the United Arab Emirates coast have significant damage, but no other information is forthcoming. Republican Senator Steve Daines says he hears a growing disdain for the unborn in recent comments from some prominent Democrats.
When an Alabama state lawmaker defended abortion last week by saying of unwanted children,
"You kill them now, or you kill them later."
Daines says his latest case in a string of what he calls
these reprehensible remarks
actually reveal a larger trend, what he calls a disturbing abortion extremism
that has become far too normal, too accepted by the Democrats.
Daines urging his colleagues to view all human life as precious, quote, no matter the stage of development. Bob Agnew reporting.
Oman says it will reopen its embassy in Iraq decades after it closed the diplomatic post. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
If you want to experience what it must have been like landing on Normandy Beach in June 6, 1944, head to Dayton, Ohio.
Museum visitors will have the opportunity to travel back in time and experience the milestone World War II invasion 75 years later. From the viewpoints of a paratrooper snagged on a church steeple or a soldier firing a bazooka at a German tank, visitors at Ohio's National Museum of the U.S. Air Force can soon be transported to Normandy, where the June 6, 1944 attack happened. Using tablets called historopads, museum goers will be able to move a slider to contrast current views of historic sites with recreations of them in the past. They can tap on icons to see animation as well as video footage, photos, and maps from 1944. The new way of learning about D-Day is set to launch Monday as part of the museum's D-Day commemorations. Keith Peters reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. NHL playoff action. The Bruins blow out the Hurricanes to take a 2-0 lead in the NHL's Eastern Conference Final.
Matt Grizzlick's first career multi-goal game gave the Bruins a 6-2 Game 2 win over the Hurricanes and a 2-0 Eastern Conference Final series lead. Grizzlick's wrister late in the first opened the scoring, and his backhanded power play tally late in the second effectively sealed the win. Jake DeBrusk, Connor Clifton, David Backes, and Danton Heinen also scored to put the Bruins up 6-0 before goals from Justin Williams and Teuvo Teravainen. Clifton's second-period strike gave the Bruins a franchise-record tying 19 different goal scorers this postseason. Geffen Coolbaugh, Boston.
Trailblazers reached the NBA's Western Conference Finals with a 196 win over Denver. They'll play Tuesday night in Oakland. And the Raptors' 92-90 win over the 76ers puts Toronto against Milwaukee Wednesday night in the Eastern Conference Final. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Roundup, a weekly overview with some of Talk Radio's biggest stars. I'm Doug Steffen, not alluding to me being a big star, although I'm on the list. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Hold a good thought for her. She's here, what a star, even though she's got pneumonia. Oh, heavenly days, McGee, doesn't affect
cough,
her.
Cough, cough, hack, hack.
That's good. Congratulations, thank you. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. So we have Richie is going to have the honors of doing the actual countdown with Michael Harrison this week. So he's feeling good about getting through the list of all 10 things.
Oh, guaranteed we will go 10 to 1.
Right.
Well, okay. I drive this ship.
I know. Well, we'll let you do that. I do think, though, because Jennifer is here for a limited engagement, we probably ought to start at number one with the continuing Agreed. Focus on the Mueller report and whether there's executive privilege and Comey being on the what do you call it? I almost said Fox, on the CNN town hall thing. What a bunch of baloney. Anyway, the huffery and puffery, I'll move out of the way with my huffery and puffery and let Jennifer huff and puff. All right, Jen, go ahead.
Well, the story is that James Comey did this town hall on CNN this past week. And I guess my first question is why a former FBI director would need to do a CNN town hall. Typically, town halls have been set up for presidential candidates or hopefuls, maybe something big like an issue about gun control after the shooting in Parkland, Florida. But not usually do we see an FBI director not only writing a tell-all, but also then following that tell-all up with a CNN town hall in which he goes after pretty much everybody except for the past president, President Obama. He gave him a little bit of credit, but he went after the Attorney General, William Barr, of course, President Trump, the Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, called his character into question. Lots of harsh words for an administration that is now, at the present time, looking into him, his actions, and just how the FBI started the investigation into the then-Trump campaign back in 2016. So is this, it seems almost like an attempt to, and Trump does this a lot, when the media is tough and saying things you don't like, Trump went out and discredited the media. But in large part, he actually had truth behind him because there was a very glaring media bias. With James Comey, he's going out and trying to discredit the people who might be filing charges against him in the next month or two because things look a little tough for him. Is truth going to be in the same way backing his play? I don't know. We don't know now, but I suspect probably not.
I think the James Comey podcast would be next. What do you think?
Don't give him that chance. He'd love it. He'd love it.
Podcast. Yeah, there we go. Go ahead. What are your observations when it comes to this? Your listeners, Rick, what do they say? What do you say?
So the question is this giving him any credibility, or does it prove he's a hardcore partisan? And my listeners say hardcore partisan.
Was he a Republican early on, though? Didn't he used to be a Republican? Yeah.
So
he is a Republican.
Yeah, he's a Republican, but here's the thing. I don't even know if it's about acting in a partisan way. At this point, we always laugh, right, when President Trump says, oh, the swamp, drain the swamp. Well, what does the swamp mean? The swamp means the establishment, and James Comey is very much a part of that establishment.
Mm-hmm. The swamp. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a big hole. He's tall guy,
right?
Saving
your bacon is what it's called.
Yeah, right, exactly. and the word, the whole business about who you like and who you don't like, who am I going to get? And how much time is devoted to that, as CNN seems to specializes in that sort of thing. All right, any other observations, Victoria? What do you think about any or all of this?
I thought it was interesting that Anderson Cooper, the host, asked Comey if he agreed with the letter signed by hundreds of former federal prosecutors, it was an interesting letter, which said that Trump would have been charged with obstruction if he wasn't in office, because the Mueller report does cite more than 10 instances where Trump did attempt to obstruct
the
investigation.
What investigation is it?
Comey said the investigation. The investigation.
The
so
investigation
Comey said that he agreed and responded before going on and saying that the president wasn't above the law. And anyway, the comments angered
the law was broken.
Trump, and who sent out a late-night tweet calling Comey a disgrace to the FBI and the worst director in its history. I'm just answering Doug's question. Get to answer the question. I'm just answering the question here. I'm not an advocate for Jim Comey or anybody else.
Well, the fact, the advocacy for him comes on the part of CNN, who's an advocate for anybody and everybody that they think they can take a shot at Trump with. They've become much less credible. MSNBC, I think, has a lot of credibility. We talked about that, Jennifer, early on the DJV thing. The credibility factor, Fox, MSNBC, I think, have a lot more credibility, even if they both can be questioned for motivation, than CNN. CNN is a joke, as far as I'm concerned, but it's an interesting conversation.
The problem is that they try to still position themselves as real news, and they don't acknowledge as often. Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo are opinion journalists. They are on the same line as Sean Hannity and Rachel Maddow, and I think what people are starting to realize is that they paint themselves to be these hard-hitting journalists, and they're really not. They have an opinion, they have a perspective, they have a point of view. And so while I think all the networks are capable of doing hard news during the day, in those evening hours, CNN is still masquerading that it's real news, and it's just, it's not anymore.
And this is the problem with 24-hour so-called news networks.
Yeah.
You
got to
fill the time.
Yes.
Yep. Fill it with garbage. Although there are plenty of good things.
There's a simple solution. I'm sorry, there's a simple solution to this.
State-run media?
Yeah. No, it's the cryon on the bottom simply reads commentary during those programs. That way people
know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. CNN International does a good job of reporting international news.
Actually, CNN International, frankly, Victoria, is much better than the CNN that we have here in America, I think. Anyway, I think most of the international, like Sky News, most of the things you see when you're outside of our country are much more informative than the crap that we see in our country. I find news, newspapers, even when I'm traveling. When we were in Ireland a couple of weeks ago, I found the newspapers there to be very informative. I don't find our newspapers, which, by the way, brings me around to the number two story of the week. And I want to find out, I haven't found out yet, I still am not satisfied. Where did the New York Times get these tax returns? Let's dig into that.
So I've heard that the Chinese were behind it, Dougie. How about that?
All right, so stay tuned. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. It's Mother's Day weekend, and as such, I'm full of ideas, full of a lot of things some of you would say, but I've got good ideas. So for Mother's Day, can you ask her how well she's sleeping? Is she getting a good night's rest every night? If the answer is so-so, you can do your mother a big favor and show her how much you love her by going online to MyPillow.com and ordering any number of things, like the pillow itself, dog pillows, pet pillows. I just am washing Daisy's pet pillow that I have for her because she had a little accident last night. And pretty easy, throw all right into the washing machine, wash it up, clean it up. All the things that come from MyPillow are washable, all made in America. These Giza sheets that people have been talking about, these cotton sheets, cotton coming from the best place in the world along the Nile River in Egypt. The Giza cotton sheets that have been created by MyPillow are really probably the best around because they actually fit on your bed. What a concept. So here, a couple of different ideas for Mother's Day. Get on the horn right now. Just go on the computer online to MyPillow.com. Order the sheets, get 30% off. Order the pillows, get 50% off. Some of the pillows come at 55% off. Great deals can be had as long as you use the code DJV, okay? Free shipping, too, on everything you buy. And financing for over $200 if you desire. All of that makes it very easy to get your mom something really special. She deserves a good night's rest. Get it for her at MyPillow.com. Get the bargains by using the promo code DJV. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore, not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only on a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try My Choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. Let's get to the next item, number two on the charts for this week from Talkers Magazine on our talk radio review, is a focus on the Trump tax returns for 10 years that appeared this week in the New York Times. So you just teased, Jennifer, you think the Chinese are involved in this?
Well, no one knows for sure. I just read some stories about perhaps China trying to get their hands on tax return. It was a summary. I don't know. Maybe hacking or something.
Who knows? They hack.
But because they're involved with this struggle for trade war, over a trade war, they were thinking that was going to be maybe coming from them. But I don't think anybody knows for sure. In general, to me, this is so much. It's supposed to be this big revelation, and it's nothing new. Trump talked about using the tax loopholes in 2016 on the primary stage, that he would show his losses so that he could avoid paying taxes. He talked about it. Businesses do it.
Yeah.
He wrote a story about his comeback. I don't know why this seems to be like some big moment for
One of our business hosts here talked about and broke it down perfectly yesterday in his podcast, where he talked about how you write off the interest and then you take losses on the payments and you write that off. You can write that. Any good business is going to create a loss in their books at the end of the year. Any good business, especially real estate, because of the tax laws back in the 80s, you were able to get away with a lot of write-offs, and that's all he did.
Yeah.
Let me read what the Times investigation says about where they obtained the information. It says, while the Times did not obtain the president's actual tax returns, it received the information contained in the returns from someone who had legal access to it. The Times was then able to find matching results in the IRS information on top earners, a publicly available database that each year comprises a one-third sampling of those taxpayers with identifying details removed. It also confirmed significant findings using other public documents along with confidential Trump family tax and financial records from the newspaper's 2018 investigation.
That person
How
had
dare
legal access
the
to
IRS
jail.
Make that information available. Yeah. How dare
Well, no, who's the person who turned it over to the Times? Yeah. That person should be in jail.
21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Oh,
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review here. Doug Steffen with our cast of experts and conversationalists. Rich McFadden in Washington. Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington. Victoria Jones at the DC Radio Company. A little one-sided. Got too many Eastern arrogance. Much too much Eastern arrogance. We should have some Midwestern arrogance or West Coast arrogance rather than just the East Coasters. Victoria runs the DC Radio Company and has come upon something that, even though it's not in the top 10, it's an interesting exploration for a minute or so as to how people like you get press passes to go to the White House to get access to the news, or don't, as it may seem there are changes afoot here. Right, Victoria?
Yes, and the Sarah Sanders who's the White House press, press secretary, is saying that these new hard pass rules, and a hard pass means that you're a White House correspondent, which I was for nearly 14 years, and you can go in whenever you like. You show your hard pass to the security, you go through the different levels of security, and you just go in and you walk to your desk in the press area. You don't have to call in advance. If you don't have a hard pass, you have to call in to the Secret Service and say, I'd like to come in, and then you get approval and you go. Now, what they've done is they've put in new rules, and Sanders is saying that they're designed to improve White House security. Well, everybody who has a hard pass has already been investigated by the FBI. So how it's designed to improve security when we've already had background investigations, it doesn't quite make sense to anybody. But what it is really is a purge of the White House press corps, and it appears to those in the White House press corps, whether this is true or not, to be an attempt to pick and choose who gets hard passes and to make it harder for people to cover the president, because effectively that's what it's doing. And you can get a temporary one for 6 months under these rules. And it's, a lot of people are just losing them and then having to reapply. And it's very draconian, and it's very interesting, and it's not obviously being reported because it's an industry thing. But this is very major, along with the fact that there hasn't been a press briefing for 2 months.
Who has been weeded out with this new process?
Seven Washington Post White House reporters lost their hard pass requirements, but you can get an exemption. They got exemptions. But they had to go through a process to get exemptions. Associated Press reporters, several of those lost their hard passes. The Associated Press is usually considered sort of pretty blameless. So you have to go basically every other day in the last 6 months. That would be including weekends. And it's pretty difficult to qualify for that if you also have to report to your bureau. This is tricky stuff. This is very tricky stuff. And then put in a large number of hours and do this and that. You know, when people reporters do a lot of things. They also have to do assignments.
Are the rules
when
different
White House
correspondent. For the Fox?
No, Fox would come under the same rules. Fox is very loyal with the White House. Yes, with White House correspondents. This is across the board, yes.
Okay, so it's not picking on one specific set of correspondents. It's across the board on all of them.
Right, but then they can pick and choose who gets reinstated.
Right.
Well, Will they?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it is an interesting story. I'd love to hear sometime a story about in 14 years, what was your most interesting situation? That would be something cool. Maybe I'll ask you that for a moment or two as we continue on here. Another half hour, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Slow
down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for a continuation of our conversation regarding the Talk Radio stories that have made it this week. The charts prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine for the week of May the 6th through the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan. Victoria Keelan. Not quite. The other Victoria. Victoria Jones. Sometimes, Victoria, I introduce Victoria Keelan on the DJB show by saying Victoria Jones. And then when you come on, I say, oh, it's Victoria Keelan. So we have victory, victory is our cry with the Victorias. Victoria's been at the DC Radio Company working in Washington for a number of years as an observer, as talk radio personality, news person. Rick Jensen, talk radio personality extraordinaire, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden, who is my compatriot, he and I have been texting a lot back and forth this week because he helped me find a new pickup truck. And one of Richie's, the story with Richie.
Side job.
He was, Richie was in the car business. That shows you how credible he is before he became a radio person.
Hey, listen, the credibility in the car business is a lot more sometimes.
Good to know.
Yes, right, exactly. So anyway, Richie and I have been back and forth with our love for each other on the texting front. And for 26 years, he and I have been back and forth. One day it's love, one day it's hate. And today...
Now he's another satisfied customer of McFadden Auto Brokers.
That's right.
So anyway, number six.
Wait a minute. Let's get to the North Korean thing. Did I introduce everybody? I think...
Interesting.
Okay, so... The U.S. has seized a North Korean cargo ship, saying that they violated the sanctions. The seizure is not going to calm things down any. I'm not thinking that the two countries are... I don't know that we want to calm things down. The North Koreans this week, didn't they take a shot at some of the...
They launched two short-range missiles, yeah.
Right, ended up out in the ocean someplace. So these tests...
This ship that they seized...
Yeah,
it was running with its radar off.
Oh, good for
that. Yeah, naughty, very naughty.
Like in ghost mode.
Uh-huh.
And the stuff that it had in it, while not...
It's a merchant ship. It's not a warship. It's a cargo ship.
Right, right.
Coal, apparently.
Yeah, it was carrying coal and a bunch of other stuff. But they definitely were just trying to fly under the radar.
It's called the Wise Honest. That was the name of the ship. The Wise.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Honest. Love that. Classic.
The Wise. Great.
Now, also, newly released satellite images revealed huge, years-old base that seems to have been designed to hide and protect North Korea's growing arsenal of, wait for it, drum roll, long-range missiles.
Really?
Yes.
Wonderful fellows.
So that's really naughty.
What did a bit naughty and nice are two things that we reflect upon, but under the circumstances, what in the world? That it's like the Ayatollah, the Iranians, and all of the nonsense with them this week and last week as well. What do they think do they actually really? Somebody has to be thinking or saying to these guys, look, don't make too much trouble because you'll not survive. Is this the height, the brink, or what do they call it, brinksmanship, right?
Wow.
In North Korea, the people don't have much choice. In Iran, the people are pissed off. People in Iran are smart. They have a lot of good. The people in the country don't like their government any more than we like ours. And there's a brewing distaste for the Ayatollah and all the hardline stuff. People over there don't want to live like that. they know better, and they either come to this country. This country, you know, that's one of the interesting things about all this immigration talk. There are huge numbers of Iranians that come to our country to go to school. They come here legally. They stay in this country. They are practicing medicine. They are involved in the pharmaceutical industry. A lot of nurses, that seems to be their big thing. They train people as doctors, and many of them stay here. But this is, and you're here, you can. I have some friends in Los Angeles who are Iranians, and they tell me the stories of that. As a matter of fact, a woman who runs a clinic and her father, who ran a hospital over in Iran, have come over here. He comes back and forth. He works here and he works there. But they talk all the time about how people are so disgusted with the Ayatollah, and then come back around again to the reality of these people. They don't survive in any kind of confrontation with us or anybody else.
How many of you think Putin is getting to Kim Jong Ding Dong and saying, "Hey, listen, don't worry about the Americans. I got your back."
Oh yeah, right.
You need some money. I got. We'll get you coal. I'll put it in on a ship and we'll turn the radar off. Don't worry, I got you covered.
Yeah, right.
Okay. It's also a personality cult.
A lot of these things are.
Cult.
Yeah, a lot of these things are tied in too. No, that's fine. So we all, everyone does. But this, well, for example, you have all these missiles, these rockets, murderous rockets that launched into Israel. And that is actually by an organization called the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They are Iranian-backed as well. In fact, their public spokesweasel, General Ziad, whatever it is, said, oh, that was just a fire drill for what's going to be happening. It's all this geopolitical intrigue, everybody trying to move pieces along the chessboard, and it looks like checkers to those of us who are reading it from the outside, but it's all tied together, right?
Well, is there an emotional energy that's attached to this stuff that mixes people up? Isn't that really what politics and politicians are all about? It's all about the emotion of control and the emotion. Look at the leaders in the world today, other than them being mostly certifiable. Most of the leaders that you find in most countries, you got to be crazy to want to have the job in the first place. But then they tie that with all kinds of emotional stuff to keep people all fired up and to keep their minds away from what's really going on. That's the way I
tied up with negative emotions.
Yeah,
because
right.
Negative emotions are so fear-based easy emotions. to get going, and that's what's
manipulate.
So sad.
Yeah,
I don't know
why
anybody would want to be a leader of anything anymore. It's
well, you're a leader.
Of a mid-sized business, I wouldn't want to lead a country. I wouldn't want to be a cop. I wouldn't want to run our military. You are just under a constant microscope. Who would want that job?
Yeah. All right, speaking of being a cop, number five is a focus on what happened in Colorado. There's a story floating around at the end of the week about a security guard who seems to have been credited with capturing one, at least, of the two suspects in the shooting. He fired his weapon inside the school at this one of these kids, apparently, which sort of stands up better than... Was it Sandy Hook? Where was it that they didn't know? Down in Parkland, maybe. I forget this.
Cops
guy
stood outside for 20 minutes while they
Oh, yeah, that was Parkland. Yeah.
That was Parkland. Yeah. Right. So this
but it's also encouraging that the students in the school are taking things
protesting.
Into their own hands.
During the
shooting,
oh,
they
yes.
are
right.
throwing
yeah.
themselves at the shooter.
Yeah, but one of the other things is the savviness, if that's a word, I think it is, of these youngsters. When there were vigils this past week and politicians were all over the place, the kids shoot them off. We don't want you here.
That's a huge story here. It really is, especially, Doug, when you talk about, you know, the emotion of politics and whether it's geopolitical or whether it's local. This Moms Demand Action Bloomberg-funded organization has been traveling around the country. We had some come down here to Delaware as well. They're co-opting the entire meeting there, and the students said, wait, we don't want to hear you talk about guns. We want to hear you talk about the kids, the five kids here who were heroic at our school, the kids who were threatened or killed world. And that's what it's not about us. And that's what they said. That was the quote. This was not about us. It was about them and their agenda. And then you had these kids saying, you know what? It's about mental illness. And we always suspect somebody. And they're not talking about that. That was the students talking about that. Yeah. I thought that was extraordinary, you know?
I think some of the kids were saying, we don't want to talk about guns yet. It's not time yet. Now we want to mourn. It's mourning time. We want to talk about, you know, some of them were saying, we might want to talk about guns, but not now.
You know, one of the things that they were talking about also was this school was a STEM, just a very advanced
Smart.
STEM school.
AP school.
And they talked about the pressure that these kids are under and just how there's so much pressure in these kids. And one of the parents was quoted as saying something like this or something bad was bound to happen at some point, that these kids are being pressed so hard all the time.
But the kids, were they students there?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that somewhere. Yes. Really? All right. Well, there you go. Something else that's added to the mix. 44 after the hour, Mother's Day weekend. If your mother is aching because her joints have been, like, I have had a lot of injuries in my life working on the farm and stuff. I don't do a lot of heavy lifting on the radio. Not many injuries here. A few mental strokes. But now, if you're suffering and you see your mother with sore hands and maybe her shoulders are sore, there's something new around now that I would invite you to try for Mother's Day. It's called Sierracil Joint Formula 14. The reason it's called Joint Formula 14 is because in 14 days they guarantee you'll feel better and give you money back. As a matter of fact, I've been using it, and in 4 or 5 days it really made a difference. Give it to my dog as well. Good for the dog, good for you, good for Mom. Don't let joint aches hold her back. If she's been complaining about her knees or her neck or her back, then go online to achefree.live, achefree.live. It's a special deal. This normally a bottle of this is $39. You can get it for $27.99 at achefree.live. Use the DJV code Sarasil for you and your pet. Get rid of the aches. Your mother is suffering. Tell Mom, I love you. Here's something that will make you feel much better, and you will. achefree.live, Joint Formula 14, special deal. Use the DJV code. Get it in time for Mother's Day.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the stories of the week. Number 10, the NBA Finals. That's usually in the number 10 position, pretty comfortably there. Number 9, the controversy over the safety of the Boeing 737, but then the 737-800 that slid off the runway in Jacksonville, that was pilot error, though. But because 737s have been controversial, everybody's going to take a shot. Violence in the Gaza, number 8. The vaccination debate is number 7. That continues. Free speech issues on social media, number 6. The Colorado school shooting and gun violence in general, number 5. What's going on in Asia with North Korea and China and the trade war, number 3. The presidential race, number 2. The story from the New York Times this week about the Trump taxes, and the number 1 item this week, the Mueller report, a lot of discussion of executive privilege, that sort of thing.
During National Small Business Week, we recognize that more than half of Americans either own or work for a small business. That's why Visa is encouraging consumers to support small businesses. Visa Executive R.L. Prasad reminds consumers that now they have more ways than ever to connect with their favorite small business.
We're quickly moving towards a world where seamless digital payments work securely anywhere on any device. These innovations are opening a whole new world for small businesses.
Visa offers many products and services that help make small businesses more competitive.
Visa solutions for secure payments like chip and tap to pay cards and Visa token services, among others, help small businesses prevent fraud and do more of what they love, which is spending time with customers and moving their business forward. We provide peace of mind and value to small businesses by offering them multiple layers of secure technology that includes using artificial intelligence, increasing competitiveness with secure and innovative digital payment products, and driving growth with more than 3.3 billion Visa payment cards around the world.
At Visa, securing the world's payments is priority one.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating.
You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
People List, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the top 10 on the People List. I oftentimes, as we do these programs, kind of slip up the order and don't get everything in. So here's the official list so you know. At number 10, the arrival of Prince. He's not really Prince, but Archie, Duke or whatever he's going to be, maybe just a commoner. Meghan and the Prince have a new child. Number 9, Alex Jones added again. Kim Jong-un, the fatty, is at number 8. Xi Jinping from China, number 7. Joe Biden is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Interesting how the two of them are taking pot shots at each other. Donald Trump Jr. is 4. Gerald Nadler, number 3. Mueller's in the list of people, and Donald Trump. I'll kind of round out our list of the people being talked about this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Information supplied by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Get the lists at talkers.com. Prince Archie, number 10 on the people list. Prince Archie coming into the world this past week. I thought it was interesting as an anecdotal story from the Talk Tree that a radio host on the BBC was fired after he tweeted a photo of a chimpanzee in a suit with a caption, quote, "Royal baby leaves hospital." The photo.
Disgusting.
Sorry.
Bloody idiot.
As racist.
Yeah, there.
I'm surprised.
Then he didn't apologize. But then Friday, he's like, "Oh no, I'm really sorry. Really sorry." Didn't apologize at first, and then he suddenly realized what a massive story it was.
Well,
by the way, Archie's not a prince.
No, he's not. Did I say Prince? No, he's not.
Yes.
Yeah, right. He's going to be a sort of commoner. What I got a kick out of is we have London Radio, which is kind of like our talk radio wrestling stuff here, and they have a national network called Talk Sport, and they have those are kind of wrestling, the radio wrestling stuff. But the BBC is thought of as being sort of a step higher and not likely to have people working there who'd be dumb enough to do something. I could see James Whale doing something like this in a second. But
this guy's been fired before from Radio 5.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The second time he's been fired.
Obviously, he's not a quick learner under the circumstances. All right,
well,
so that's
their kid Archie anyway, huh?
Jeez. Archie. What's wrong with Archie?
Archie. Come up with Archie.
Come
on, Beauregard.
Dudley, maybe, would have been better. Prince Dudley. What do you think?
Nice.
How about that? 10 minutes before the hour. That's the Talk Radio View. Thanks to Rick and Victoria and Richie. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour, Tech Talk time, a review of the top five technology stories from this week, a tradition at the end of the week, which is carried on by Victoria Keelan, who's here to review the top five. We start at number five, which is something new for Walmart. I thought this was interesting. I guess I understood the concept when you first went over it earlier, but let's bring everybody up to date, Victoria.
Yeah, so Walmart is jumping into the original streaming video marketplace with their streamer called Vudu. It's V-U-D-U, and it's probably most new smart TVs already have the Vudu app ready that's pre-downloaded on it. And so Walmart this week released some of the initial programming for the original shows. They will be ad-supported, which means they're free to watch, but you do have to sit through some ads, not unlike Hulu. Netflix still remains ad-free. So Vudu announced initially last October that they're resurrecting the 1983 movie Mr. Mom, and they're turning it into an original series. Other shows include Friends in Strange Places, which is a travel comedy show, and Queen Latifah is the executive producer of that. Albedo is a science fiction series, which stars Evangeline Lilly. She's best known for Ant-Man and the Wasp. She is the Wasp, and she was also on Lost. Turning Point with Randy Jackson is an interview documentary series, and Blue's Clues and You is a remake of the children's series, and so that's in partnership with Nickelodeon. Plus, Variety magazine is going to have a weekly entertainment show called Variety's First Look. And so Vudu will start debuting these shows by the end of 2019 and into 2020. And they also have a pretty extensive digital catalog of films. So even though Disney Plus is probably going to turn into the biggest streaming giant, and then we'll have Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime, I think Vudu would probably take in it, they'll probably slide right into that fourth place spot. So it's good news for Walmart, which owns Vudu, and they were smart enough to get into, you know, all those DVDs just sit there in Walmart, so they were smart to get into streaming. Every
right,
Nicolas Cage movie, right? It just sits there on DVD.
Yeah. Right, yep. Twitter is now going to let you add photos and videos and things. Let's get the story behind the story as number four this week.
Yep, Twitter users can now add images, videos, and GIFs to their retweets and quoted tweets. Now, in the past, if you wanted to respond to someone else's tweet, you were only allowed to use text. So now, this has actually been, apparently this was a really big problem with their algorithm, and Twitter said it took forever. It was such a challenge to get this all straightened out. But it does add another layer, and this is definitely something that Twitter users have been asking for. So it makes tweeting and retweeting a lot more interactive.
Number three, counting our way to number one this week, is a focus on a new phone from Google.
Yep. Google's new Pixel 3a is rated very highly by tech reviewers. In fact, it's been named by many as the best phone under $500. Prices start at $399 for the smaller 3a and $479 for the Pixel 3a XL. There's actually a really great deal happening if you do want to buy one of these Google Pixel phones. B&H Photo and the Google Store are giving you a $100 gift card when you buy one of these new Pixel phones. And B&H Store has actually all of the color options available. And each purchase includes a prepaid SIM card for Mint Mobile, which is handy if you're in between carriers or in between contracts. And then Best Buy jumped on board as well. If you buy a Pixel from Best Buy, you also get a $100 gift card. And all of those offers are valid until May 18th.
Number two, beware of debt collectors. or debt collectors.
Yeah, this is not great news for the consumer. Under a new Trump administration policy, debt collectors will not just be able to call you, but they'll be able to email you and text you. And this is, which sounds ridiculous, but it's part of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. This was originally established in 1977 when people could only call you. There was no email or text messaging. So the new proposal is, which actually comes from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which isn't really issuing any protections for consumers, but it opens the door for people to email you and text you. They can call you 7 times a week now. That's what they're allowed to do. And so this is going to enter a 90-day public comment period. So this is the CFPB's plan, the Consumer Protection or Financial Protection Bureau. If you do not like this plan, if you have debt collectors calling you, then you can go online and you can actually protest this.
They're going to slam.
I think it's such an invasion of privacy. Calling is one thing, but texting and, you know, on your cell and emailing you, it's too much.
Now, there's an interesting counter because number one is a new warning about robocalls.
The FCC has issued an alert. If you get a one-ring robocall, do not call them back because this is a huge scam. And if you see a country code 222, that's the West African nation of Mauritania. And so they are basically trapping people, and you will get a huge phone bill. So if you have any of these calls, do not call them back. Just block them and let it go.
Word to the wise, sufficient. Hopefully this is helpful information. It's Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. A North Korean cargo ship suspected of violating international sanctions and seized by the U.S. has arrived in American Samoa.
The U.S. Coast Guard says the South Pacific territory where the Wise Honest will undergo inspections had been chosen because of its central strategic location. The ship had been detained back in April 2018 as it traveled toward Indonesia. But U.S. officials announced the ship's seizure last week, hours after North Korea fired two suspected short-range missiles toward the sea, the second weapons launch in 5 days and a possible signal that stalled nuclear talks are in trouble. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The president's chief economic advisor says he expects China to retaliate over increased tariffs after talks in Washington ended without a deal on trade. But Larry Kudlow also told Fox News Sunday President Trump's plan to raise U.S. tariffs to 25% across the board could take months to take effect. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are fixated on subpoenas rather than finding solutions to the country's problems. On CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, the California Republican said Congress and the Trump administration need to address the findings about Russian meddling.
This is something Republicans have stood up for a long time. But the question that the Mueller report has already answered, so why do you prolong that? If you want to look at entities that are trying to get into our elections, yes, that is something we've always worked on.
In the aftermath of Special Counsel Mueller's investigation, the slow drip of congressional oversight also serves purpose politically, allowing Democrats to keep impeachment proceedings at bay despite calls to push ahead with the liberal flank trying to raise questions about the president going into the 2020 presidential election. A strong 6.1 earthquake struck a lightly populated area of Panama near its border with Costa Rica on Sunday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
All right, here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot. And it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
Thousands of Polish nationalists have marched to the U.S. Embassy in the Polish capital of Warsaw.
They protested the U.S. putting pressure on Poland to compensate Jews whose families lost property during the Holocaust. Demonstrators included far-right groups and their supporters. They say the U.S. has no right interfering in Polish affairs. Demonstrators add the U.S. government is putting Jewish interests over the interests of Poland.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reports the nationalists say Poland was a major victim of Nazi Germany during World War II. University of Oklahoma's president announcing he will retire from the position which he took on last year. James Galogli, a former energy industry executive who came out of retirement to succeed David Boren as the university's president, said in a statement that he's advised the university's regents of his plans to retire once they have a transition plan in place. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Family physician Dr. Charles Schneiderman talks about prescription drug recalls.
Although not common, adverse effects or manufacturing inspections associated with a pharmaceutical can prompt the FDA to recall the product. Pharmacy computer systems can track information on who got what batch. So if you hear that a drug you have been taking has been recalled, check with the pharmacy that filled the prescription. Charles Snyder in Washington.
Avengers Endgame topped the box office again in its third weekend in theaters, but it was a mixed bag for some newcomers looking for a piece of the market. Pokemon Detective Pikachu opened in second place. The Hustle, a female-fronted spin on Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson, landed in third despite lackluster reviews. The Diane Keaton cheerleading comedy Palms placed sixth behind The Intruder and Longshot, both in their second weekends on the screen. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hey, folks, up first this time around, the second half of an episode of the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. Then later, John Daner stars in Escape and the episode 2, If by Sea. Before that, though, we need to get back to a comedy broadcast which began during our last show. In a couple of minutes, you'll hear the talented actors behind two famous animated waterfowl. Clarence Nash, the voice of Donald Duck, plays the family pet Herman. And you'll also hear the voice of Daffy Duck, Mel Blanc, playing a visiting handyman. This is from January 26, 1943.
I see. I don't care what those people wrote you. I'm telling you for the 50th time, I'm not a king. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Majesty.
And stop calling me Your Majesty.
Yes, Your Highness.
And don't call me Your Highness either.
Yes, Your Kingship.
Look, sweetheart, I'm not a king.
Well, your ancestors were. And you know what I always say? Blood is thicker than...
Water.
What?
I said blood is thicker than water.
Well, of course it is. What's so wonderful about that?
Never mind. Forget it.
Oh, did your loving subject say something to offend His Majesty?
Look, would you please stop?
Well, if I did, you have the right to banish me from your kingdom.
Gracie.
But you better not banish me further than Pasadena. We've only got 3 gallons of gas.
Look, for the last time, I'm trying to... Come in.
Are you the party who called me on the phone?
Oh, yes. Go right in the next room and get started.
Okay, Lenny. Who is that?
A carpenter. I've got a little job for him to do. And when he's through with that one, I'm going to have him carve the Burns coat of arms on the front door.
There's no Burns coat of arms.
Well, I'm making one. You know, the coat of arms denotes what the head of the house is famous for.
Look, Gracie.
If he's a brave knight, he has 2 lances crossed.
Yes, but...
If he's a brave hunter, he has 2 guns crossed.
Yes, but...
Yours is going to be beautiful. I'm crossing 2 cigars.
Yes, I'm a very brave smoker. Now, Gracie, stop this foolishness. I'm not a king.
You are, too.
Oh.
Comes your little son, the crown prince.
Don't call that Don Duck my son.
Herman, Mama has a marvelous surprise for you. Do you know what your daddy George is?
Uh-huh.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Herman, he is not.
Oh, fine.
Your daddy George is a king. A king. That's a man who's stronger and smarter than other men, and everybody bows down to him. Oh, now, Herman, that's no way for a crown prince to act.
Crown prince? I'd like to see him sitting on the throne of mashed potatoes. Go on.
Boys, I mean, Your Majesty, please.
Now, look, Gracie, I'm getting out of here before I go stark raving crazy.
Oh, Your Majesty, would you stop at the bakery and get me a 6 poppy seed rolls? My, kings are temperamental. Well, I'd better see how the carpenter is doing. Well, how's the work going, carpenter?
Oh, fine, lady. I've done just like you told me. Nailed one of the dining room chairs on a pedestal 2 feet high.
Oh, good.
Hey, what's the idea? So your little boy can reach a table?
Oh, no. When my little boy wants to reach the table, he just flies up there.
Your son can fly?
Well, of course. He's nearly 2 years old. He'd be pretty backward if he couldn't fly by now.
Holy gee, I got a kid that old who can't even walk yet.
Well, give him time. Say, that chair does look nice, though. Oh, I know my husband will be delighted with it.
Oh, it's for your husband?
Uh-huh.
He's a midget?
Oh, no. You see, this chair is going to be his throne. He happens to be a king.
Oh, a what?
A king.
And that, of course, makes you a queen.
Oh, yes, naturally.
And your son, he's sort of a flying prince.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, well, I guess I better be going, queen. Goodbye.
Oh, but I haven't paid you for the job yet.
Don't bother. I probably only spend the money anyway. Goodbye.
Oh, no, wait. Here comes my husband. I know you're dying to meet him. Hello, dear.
Hello.
Dear, this is Mr.
Brown. Harry Brown. How do you do, your imperialism?
Out. Go on, get out. Imperialism. Gracie, I've had about all I can stand of this thing. People on the street are staring at me like I'm some kind of a freak. What did you do? Phone everybody in town about this?
Well, George, on my word, I only mentioned it to 2 people. The Times and the Examiner.
Well, this stops everything you've ever done. You've made me the laughing stock of this whole town.
Oh, well, let them laugh. They laughed at all great kings. Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Henry VIII. They even laughed at William of Orange. But if he hadn't invented them, where would the state of California be?
I don't want to hear any more about it. I'm going up to my room.
Oh, very well, Your Highness.
Stop calling me Your Highness. Of all the ridiculous, idiotic stunts she's ever pulled. I'm almost sorry I didn't marry the Adagio dancer in Scranton after all. Fine king I am. Can't even go to a show when I want to. Say, wait a second. A king can do no wrong, can he? How about that?
Oh, hello,
Queen. How's every little thing?
Oh, aren't you mad at me anymore?
Oh, no. My Majesty has been thinking things over. If I'm a king, I'm a king, that's all.
Well, sure.
And a king can do no wrong, right?
Right.
Good. Now, about going out with the fellas tonight to see Tassel's Latour. I think my royal self needs a little diversion.
Oh, well, then by all means go, Your Majesty. Who am I to tell a great king what to do?
Well, hallelujah. Long may I rule. Boy, this is the life.
Is Your Majesty quite contented?
Oh, yes. Everything is lovely.
Would Your Majesty care for another cigar?
Oh, no. The two I'm smoking now are fine.
Is that pillow comfortable for your royal head?
Oh, yes.
Is that footstool comfortable for your royal feet?
Oh, sure.
Is that chair comfortable?
Yes, everything is comfy. Ah, boy, this is the life. A king can eat what he pleases, do what he pleases, go where he pleases. Like, say, to a show with the fellows, huh?
Well, of course, sire.
Ah, boy, this is the life.
Would Your Majesty care to partake of a light snack? There's a T-bone steak in the royal icebox.
Steak? How did you manage to get a steak from the butcher?
Oh, it was no trouble. The Count was delighted to let me have one.
The butcher is a count?
He is now. I made him a count in exchange for the steak.
I see what you mean.
Oh, yes, I knighted him. It was a lovely ceremony. He knelt down and I tapped him on the head with a cleaver.
Must have been pretty.
Oh, yes. I also got a tin of coffee from the Marquis of A&P.
Well, that's nice.
And a quarter of a pound of butter from the Earl of Safeway.
Don't tell me that you haven't made somebody a baron.
No, not yet. But it'll either be Baron Magnan or Baron Bullock. Whichever one gets nylons in first.
Well, I guess I'll go upstairs and start dressing. How soon will the tailor be through pressing my suit?
Oh, your suit's been back here for 20 minutes.
Really? Say, that's quick service.
Oh, yes. Lord Goldfarb brought it over himself.
Him too, huh?
Oh, he was thrilled when I made him a lord.
Really?
He said it was the only way he could think of that his wife could become a lady.
Well, I'm glad she finally made it. Well, farewell, my queen. I'm going upstairs and shave my royal kisser.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I'm expecting Count Goodwin and Sir Fatso Whiteman any minute. So, tell the boys to wait.
Very good, Your Majesty.
By the way, Goodwin doesn't think that you let me go out tonight. So straighten him out on that, Queenie. My imperial self will re-imperial in a few minutes.
I'm sitting on top of the world, Rosemary.
Oh, I do wish he weren't going to see that show with the boys. Still, that Tassel's Latour is royalty, too. She's advertised as the Queen of Quiver.
Hello, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, about George going out with you tonight.
Oh, now, Gracie, please let George go with Paul and me. He's been looking forward to this for weeks. You don't appreciate what a thrill he gets when the curtain goes up and there we are on the stage demonstrating Swan soap.
Oh, so you're going to demonstrate Swan soap tonight?
Oh, sure. You know, Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than the finest Castiles. You know, money can't buy a purer soap.
But why do you need George and Paul Whiteman?
Oh, well, after I break Swan in two, they each hold half a bar, you see. George represents the kitchen sink and Whiteman is the tub.
Oh, I see. And where are you going to hold this demonstration?
Where?
Yes.
At the Elks.
The Elks?
Oh, yes, of course. You see, Elks are men, and men have wives. Wives are women, and... Women have long considered Castile soaps the standard of purity, but Swan is even purer than the finest Castiles. Swan is so pure that it's kind to a little baby's tender skin. That's why thousands of mothers use Swan to bathe their babies.
Oh, is Tassel's Latour an elk?
And if Swan is kind to a baby's tender skin, then you know it must be wonderful for your hands and face, your tub or shower. And always what did you say?
Tassel's Latour.
Well, then you know where we're going tonight.
Oh, sure.
Well, Gracie, why'd you go to all that trouble to make a dope out of me?
It wasn't much trouble, Bill.
Oh, thanks. Well, then you don't object to George going, huh?
I couldn't object. George is a king.
Oh, I see.
George thought I didn't know he goes to burlesque shows, but he never fooled me.
Oh, really? Well, what gave you the tip-off?
Well, I came home one day, and when I took off my hat and coat, he applauded.
Yeah, that was a little suspicious, actually.
But he's free to do anything he likes now. A king can do no wrong.
Gee, that's pretty soft. I suppose he'll be staying in bed every morning till 10 o'clock.
Well, why should being a king make him get up 2 hours earlier?
Oh, pardon me.
Come in. Oh, hello, Mr. Postman. Aren't you working awfully late?
This is a social call, Mrs. Burns. I thought you might be interested in what those family tree people told me.
Oh, you got yours too, huh? Are you descended from a long line of mailmen?
No, Mrs. Burns. I'm descended from Ivan the Terrible.
But that makes you a king, too. George isn't the only one.
Oh, no. Everybody in the neighborhood who sent in 50 cents turned out to be a king.
No.
Yes. I think those family tree people are dishonest, if you'll pardon such vigorous language.
Oh, how awful!
I just thought you ought to know about it. Well, good night, Mrs. Burns.
Bill, did you hear that? We may not be royalty at all. And all those titles I gave out. Now I'll have to unload the tailor and discount the butcher.
Oh, now, Gracie, take it easy. I'm sure George is a king and he can prove it. As soon as he gets back from the show. Hurry up, George.
Hi, kids.
Oh, hello, Paul. George will be ready in a minute.
Oh, Paul, did you hear what happened? I sent away 50 cents for George's family tree, and now I...
I sent away for that thing myself.
Oh, and are you a king, too?
No, I just sent him a quarter. I'm only a lousy duke.
A fake. George isn't a king at all. I'm going to investigate this.
Oh, yes, Gracie. By all means, investigate it first thing tomorrow morning. Hurry up, George.
Ah, greetings, my faithful subjects. You may hold the door open, my queen. His Majesty is ready to mingle with the common people.
Get away from that door, George Burns.
Have a care, my good woman. This is no way to address a king.
You're no king.
Huh?
Sit down.
Oh, yes, dear.
You're staying home with me.
Yes, dear.
And take one of those cigars out of your mouth.
Yes, dear.
You made up this whole thing just so you could see Tassel's Latour.
I made it up?
Yes. You better go into the kitchen and look at the curtains. They've got the only tassels you're going to see tonight.
Oh. Good night.
King George, an episode of Burns and Allen, January 26, 1943. Mel Blanc, who handled the role of the carpenter, would be heard most weeks on the show in the role of the happy postman. Hey, I'm Greg Belda. From the comedy of George and Gracie, we next escape to Soviet Russia for John Daner in a thrilling adventure episode known as Two If I See. It begins right after this break.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Escape aired on CBS Radio for 7 years, beginning in 1947, and tackled a wide range of dramatic genres. This thriller offering takes place in Soviet Moscow and stars John Daner as Philip, Marta Mitrovich as Maria, Barton Yarbrough as Denny, and Paul Frees as both Steve Quillen and the voice of Escape. This is from February 14th of 1950.
Tired of the everyday routine? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all?
We offer you Escape. Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Tonight, we escape to Soviet Russia and to the story of a man and a woman who dared to defy a social system in order to be together. As Roger Bax tells it in his tale of intrigue and excitement, Two If by Sea.
Finally, the day arrived, our last day in Moscow. We stood in the chill wind at the airport, watching the huge four-motor plane taxi to the loading ramp. A pair of newlyweds. Philip Sutherland, Moscow reporter for the London Press, homeward bound after 3 years in the Soviet Union. And his bride, Maria, ballerina of the state ballet. Oh, and Steve Quillen, American newscaster, he was there too. Only Steve was green with envy.
Oh, I hate you both. This time tomorrow you'll be in London and me... I must remain to languish midst the caviar and vodka.
But don't forget, Steve, you've got a vacation coming soon, and you're to spend it in London with us.
Yes, that's right, Steve.
Attention.
We're looking forward
Attention.
To it.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
Announcing departure. Special flight 2 for London.
Oh, well, that's
now
us, Mrs. Sutherland.
Oh, darling, I can't
Special
believe it at last.
Oh, you're going to love
now
London.
I'd love any place with you.
Well, this is goodbye, kid.
Well, Steve.
Just a moment, please.
We're in a hurry, officer. They've just announced our plane.
I spoke to the woman. You are Maria Lemarkina?
I'm Maria Sutherland now.
May I see your transportation papers, please?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I have them right here. They're all in order.
You may keep yours. Just the woman's. Give them. Thank you. Maria Lemarkina, you will remain in Moscow. Your permission to travel has been revoked.
Revoked? Why?
Well, no, just a moment. You can't do this.
No argument.
Why can't she leave? The Commissar of Travel okayed
her. I come from the office of the Commissar of Travel.
Is she under arrest?
No. She has simply been denied the privilege of travel.
Well, if Maria can't go, I won't.
I have orders to see that you do go, Mr. Sutherland.
Oh, Philip.
No, no, it's all right, darling. Now, look, I'm not leaving here without my wife. You have no right...
You will be escorted to your plane.
I'm not going to be escorted anywhere.
Ivan, Vasilov!
Oh, Philip, you'd better do what they say, or it might be worse.
From London, we'll board their plane immediately. Gate 6.
All right, Mr. Sutherland, that's your plane.
Philip, oh, Philip.
Don't worry, Phil, I'll take care of her. We'll get this all straightened out. You better go.
Well, goodbye, Maria.
Goodbye, darling. If I can't get out, come back for me. Please come back.
For the next couple of months, those two words rang in my ears 1,000 times a day. They never let me rest. Come back. Come back. London, with all its freedom, was a dark, cheerless prison without Maria. I wrote every day, and when, as the weeks passed, I heard no word from her, it became unbearable. Finally, my newspaper arranged a personal interview at the Soviet embassy.
No, 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 absolutely not.
But Maria's my wife. She isn't married to the Soviet Union.
You knew the official attitude when you married, no? The state frowns on Russian women marrying foreigners. And when such a marriage occurs, you take your own risk.
Very well, then, grant me a visa to return to the Soviet Union.
Mr. Sutherland, I am forced to be blunt. You are no longer welcome in my country. And besides, to return would only work a hardship on both of you.
What do you mean?
Forget Maria Lamarkina, Mr. Sutherland. She is a prominent ballerina, the premier danseuse of Moscow, a girl of exceptional talent. And you may as well know this, even now, the state is arranging an official divorce. Good day.
It was monstrous. Incredible. Never would I believe that Maria had requested a divorce. I was sure of the love we had shared all too briefly, even though I never received a single letter from her. No, no, no. It was something bigger than the frowning labyrinth of bureaucracy. It was a giant conspiracy to keep us apart. I used the influence I could bring to bear on the people in high places. The matter went at last to the British Foreign Office. Red tape, it would seem, was not a monopoly of Red Russia. No. We grew a vigorous and hardy variety in Whitehall. So I made my own plan. And by the time Steve Quillen arrived on his vacation, I was ready to put it into action.
Oh, Phil, Phil, you're crazy. It can't be done.
Oh, yes, it can, Steve. Here, look, look, look at this map. Now, here. A small boat could sail out of Southfleet, cross the North Sea, work into the Baltic, through the Skagerrak, and then sail northeast into the Gulf of Finland.
Phil.
Yes?
I know how badly you want Maria, but that kind of a trip would be impossible.
It can be done if it's planned right.
All right. Look, suppose you get as far as the Gulf.
Yes?
And suppose no patrol boat or observation plane uses you for target practice. What then? Maria's in Moscow. That's in the heart of White Russia.
Ah, yes, but every summer her ballet troupe goes on tour through the north, and they always hit Pirita, a summer resort. Here, look here on the map. It's right here on the coast.
Mm-hmm.
I was there once. It's just a little town, no harbor. The small craft could put in there one night and pick someone up with no trouble at all.
At night?
Yes.
How could you possibly get in?
Follow the Vimsi light about 4 miles up from the main beach at Pirita, somewhere in that dark stretch.
Do you realize how that would have to be timed? Well, you'd have to be there not only on the right day, but almost at the right minute. And you have no way of knowing exactly when Mario will be in Parita.
Well, I was sort of counting on you for that, Steve.
I'd be glad to write and tell you, Phil, but suppose there were some last-minute changes in her schedule and you were out at sea waiting to...
I mean, you have a schedule that doesn't change, Steve.
What?
Now, here, you broadcast from Moscow to New York once a day. That's your job. Now, perhaps some way we could work out a code system and I could tune in on your newscast from aboard ship and keep informed.
What ship?
Oh, well, the boat, the one I bought yesterday.
What?
Yes, the Dawn. I spent every shilling I had on her. She's a small schooner with an auxiliary engine, but she can make that trip.
Phil, do you mean you're actually going through with this?
Well, of course, Steve. But I love Maria and she loves me, and this is all I can see to do about it.
All right, Phil. If you're willing to take such a chance, I'm with you.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thank
you. But, Phil, you can't sail all alone. I know you're a good sailor.
Oh, no, 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 no. I don't intend to. I have a friend who knows the Baltic waters like he knows his own bathtub.
And he's going with you? Mm. You've already talked to him.
Oh, yes, yes. He's a fine chap.
Oh, that must be he now. I asked him to come over tonight.
Hello, Quillen. Ah,
Denny, Judy, good to see you. Come
this
in.
This must be Mr. Quillen. I'm Denny.
Hello, fellow conspirator.
Oh, it's going to be something, don't you think?
That, Mr. Denny, is the understatement of the week.
We spent the next 7 days working out a careful timetable and a code. And when Steve went back to Moscow, we rehearsed the code. And it worked. Every ninth word on his daily broadcast was a message to us. And one day, a month later, we put out for the Baltic Sea, keeping daily radio contact with Steve. Finally, we dropped anchor in the Gulf of Finland, 30 miles off the beach at Pirita, and waited for the final message.
Radio Moscow calling.
This is it. Yes, I'm ready.
From the broadcasting system in New York. Mr. Stephen Quillen, correspondent for Standard Broadcasting System, will broadcast for 2 minutes, beginning 4:05.
Hello, New York. Hello, New York. This is Quillen. Here's a time check. Coming up on my watch, 4:30 past 4. Well, that was 4:30 past 4. I'll go ahead at exactly 15 seconds after Wolf. Wolf.
Double check this, Denny.
Don't worry, I will.
This is Steve Quillen reporting to you from Leningrad. I've been touring this battered city, studying all the reconstruction work in progress. Leningraders have certainly set themselves tremendous tasks. One of the architects, a blonde, vital woman of about 40, told me that on all occasions, Leningrad had reckoned to show the way to other parts of Soviet Russia in making good progress with its economic plan, and that with luck and hard work, it should keep the lead.
Okay, Denny, that's all of it.
Most of the buildings of the place were...
What did he say?
This is what we've been waiting for. Here, all set. Blonde on way. Good luck.
Oh, good. That means by 10 o'clock tonight you'll be holding Mari in your arms. Oh, wouldn't Uncle Joe just bite the stem off his pipe if he knew he was going to lose one of his prettiest citizens tonight?
The seconds ticked slowly into sluggish minutes. The minutes stretched into unending hours until sundown, when we would start our dash for the beach. I had waited too long and traveled too far to let any hitch upset our plans. But to wait those long hours was pure agony. At last, darkness fell and we turned over our engines and started to the beach, our running lights extinguished.
There it is, Phil.
Yeah?
Over there.
Yes.
Those are the Beamsea lights.
Aha.
Now, down there, about a mile down the beach, where you see all the smaller lights?
Yes, yes.
That's the bathing beach and the dancing pavilions.
Yes.
The town's farther in. Maria should be right opposite us now, on the dark stretch straight ahead.
Denny, I can hardly believe it.
Maria, only a mile away.
Well, come on, let's drop the hook and get the dinghy over the side.
We rowed silently toward this shadowy shore, and I strained my eyes for the sight of Maria standing on the beach, but it was too dark to see anything but the line of sullen, brooding hills against the sky. And then suddenly I made out a figure standing alone. Quiet. Waiting.
Did you see something?
Maria, she's there, you see?
Be quiet. Sit down, you'll capsize us. It's only a few yards. We can...
I can't wait, Denny.
Feel your pull. Be careful.
Maria, here I am. Oh, Maria, darling, you...
You are Philip Sutherland?
Why, you... Where's Maria?
Do not be afraid of me. I am a friend of... Maria Lamarkina.
Well, where is she? What?
Maria cannot meet you tonight.
What? What has happened?
Listen to me carefully, Mr. Sutherland. She tried desperately.
Yes.
But it was impossible, so she said to me to give you a message.
What?
I repeat, word for word. There is no hope of ever getting out of Russia. I will never stop loving you, but this must be. Goodbye forever.
Phil, come on, you two. You can talk later. Let's get out of this place.
Denny, this isn't Maria. This is a friend of hers. She says Maria's not coming, that she'll never come.
But why not?
I don't know.
Tonight, Maria Lamarkina is with ballet at Pritina. She has been commanded to give special performance, Arvin Colonel General Obyomov. of Red Army. There was no possible way she could...
Where is this ballet?
A theater in Pirita, 3 miles from here.
Oh, no.
Now, I must go before they find me. I am sorry. My heart goes out to you.
No, wait. I'll...
Let her go. Let her go. She risked her life to come here at all.
I'm going into that theater and get Maria and bring her back to the boat.
Phil, sailing into a dark beach is one thing, but trying to walk through a Russian town and kidnap a well-known ballerina is quite another. Phil, don't...
Listen, I'm going in. And if I'm not back here in 4 hours at 2 a.m. with her, then leave by yourself, Denny.
Oh, Phil, I couldn't.
Look, I'll be here with her by 2 o'clock or I won't be back at all.
You're listening to Escape. We've got more of our story coming up right after this.
Yeah, it looks like they're bringing torches.
I told you to leave before they got here.
Now, you just let that rifle stay where it is, Helen. You can get out the back way, and I'll stall them off.
I never thought I'd hear Britt Ponson advise nobody to run from a fight.
You never saw me walk right into one, did you?
Saddle up for 20 adventures through the Western Territories with Radio Spirit's 10 CD six-shooter special edition collection.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl. Its handle, unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
The undeniable yet underplayed charm of the series star provides a gentle introduction to tales of Wild West triumphs and tragedies.
James Stewart as the six-shooter, a transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
The Six Shooter Special Edition Collection is regularly $39.98, but Radio Classics listeners can save $15 and pay only $24.98, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOTER7.
Clay.
What? Yes, sir.
Don't move. No matter what happens, just don't move.
What?
I'll do what I say. Just keep sitting the way you are.
What's the matter?
There's a rattlesnake edging toward your belly. Now go on. Go on. Keep on talking.
Order the Six Shooter Special Edition today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code SHOOTER7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
So how should you fish for bass that are spawning? We will share our approach right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
This is Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week. During the spawn, bass move into the shallow water, so focus on the backs of coves, creeks, or along the bank. Try flipping a jig, lizard, or tube close to a spawning bass and entice her to bite. Once you've caught the bass, take a picture and return her so she can keep spawning. To learn more about this tip, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to Escape on When Radio Was.
It was 3 long, dangerous miles into the town of Pirita, and somehow I had to get Maria out of the ballet theater and back aboard our schooner. But in spite of the fact I spoke Russian fluently, dressed the way I was in soiled sailing clothes, I didn't stand a chance. For the next half hour, I walked steadily, passing a few night swimmers along the beach. Then I came to a crowded area where there was a dancing pavilion, and a sudden idea came to me. I walked over to a man in uniform standing by a pile of clothes, on top of which was a Red Army cap.
Oh, Corporal.
What is it you want, comrade?
Oh, I'm glad I found you. There is some trouble on the road back there. Someone tried to steal a car.
Where?
Yes. What sort of cultivar is
he? He was a Black Army Zis.
A Zis? Oh, no,
it's
no.
It's not yours, is it? The militia are making trouble about the missing chauffeur.
Tovarish, help me, I beg you. Keep your eye on the colonel's uniform. I go see. The colonel's in swimming now, and if you...
I didn't hesitate a single minute. As soon as he got out of sight, I grabbed the bundle of clothes, stepped into the shadows behind the pavilion. In 3 minutes, I was wearing a loose-fitting uniform that told the world I was a colonel in the 12th Guard Division, wearer of the rarely conferred Order of the Suvorov, and a hero of the Soviet Union. And also, there was a billfold in my pocket, packed with Russian currency and military papers. I was now prepared to make my entrance in the ballet theater of Pirita. I would like a ticket, please.
Oh, Comrade Colonel, I'm so sorry, but there's not one to be had. Not one in the entire house.
Yes, there is, clerk.
Huh?
The colonel is invited to sit in my box.
His collar insignia and his decorations glittered in the light of the theater lobby. I recognized him immediately as Colonel General Vladimir Abramov, a famous soldier of the Soviet. I had interviewed him back in 1945 and written a long story about him for my newspaper. He looked straight into my face, and his eyes seemed to say, "Well, Philip Sutherland, when did you join the Red Army?"
"I see you wear the order of the Suvorov, even as I. I would be pleased if you would join me in my private box."
"Well, thank you just the same, General, but it wouldn't be right."
"Nonsense, I insist. I am alone, and you can still see the last part of the ballet. Maria Lamarkina is beautiful. Come, take a look at her."
He took me by the arm and led me conspicuously down the aisle to his box. It was easy to see that he was the guest of honor. The whole thing was like a dream. I couldn't believe that I was really sitting there, watching my Maria, looking so incredibly beautiful, I almost stopped breathing. Time was our enemy. I thought the ballet would never end. To me forever. Maria! Maria! Maria!
"You know her, Comrade Colonel?"
Yes, sir. I know her, sir. Rather well.
Really? An old lover, perhaps.
Well, I'm her brother, Sergei.
"Ah, brother. Well, that is good. It would not do for two Russian soldiers, two orders of the Suvorov, to fight over the same woman, huh?"
No.
"Come, brother Sergei. Let us go backstage and talk to little Maria. She will be most anxious to see you and me. I am having supper with her tonight."
After this brief intermission, we'll have more of our story, Two If By Sea, on When Radio Was.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
John Danner is starring in Escape on When Radio Was.
Maria, look, I have a surprise for you, your brother.
Maria?
Well, Maria, don't you know your own brother? Or has he grown too fat on Red Army rations, huh?
It's really me, Maria. Sergei.
Oh, Sergei! Sergei! It's been so long.
Too long, Maria.
Oh, tender.
Hey, well, how are you, my little sister? How's the family? How's Shura? And Mishikov, is he still in the factory at Donetsk?
I can't answer all your questions in one breath, Sergei.
This is a very happy occasion. I will go prepare drinks.
Fine, yes.
Philip, darling, what are you doing here? They'll kill you if they find out.
Why didn't you come to the beach?
He was with me all day.
Oh, Maria... Maria, I have never seen you perform so well. Tonight, you danced my eyes out.
How long are you going to be in town, Sergei?
I leave with the dawn, Maria, darling.
Oh, well, in that case, we haven't much time. We must do our best to entertain Sergei, huh, Maria?
Of course, Colonel General.
Oh, please, just call me plain General. Here, your glass.
Thank you.
And now, a toast. Until the dawn. And to brothers and sisters... wherever they find themselves. Brother, huh? You don't look at her the way a brother looks at his sister. You don't hold her the way a brother holds his sister. You hold Maria the way I would like to hold Maria.
I guess I was a little emotional, sir. I haven't seen her for almost a year.
Brother... how is it you have not seen Maria for almost a year when your 12th Guard Division is stationed just outside Moscow? Hmm? Tell me that.
Well, I was...
You have trouble answering, huh?
We were both busy.
Oh, yes, I understand, Maria. Busy. Come to think of it, I don't remember a Colonel Lamarkinov ever winning the Order of Suvorov. When did you get it, Sergei?
After the... the Battle of Kiev.
Kiev? Oh, yes, a great battle. Only I thought that was the 10th Division.
Oh, well, I was with them for 6 months.
With the 10th Division?
Yes.
Who was your commanding officer?
It's been so long, sir, I can't remember his name.
I'll refresh your memory, brother Sergei. It was Borovsky, and of course now I know you lie.
My brother does not lie,
General. I'm afraid, Maria, I've trapped him. At Kiev was not the 10th Division or the 12th Division, but Timoshenko's 7th. Now, let me see your papers, brother Sergei.
I'm afraid I left them in my car.
Let me see them. And be careful how you hand them over. It's very interesting. Brother Sergei has suddenly become Colonel Joseph Rakuski-Skalia. What do you think of that, Sister Maria?
General, it wasn't his fault. I made him do it. Don't do anything to me.
No, Maria, it was my idea.
Ah, young love and mutual sacrifice and touching. Do you know what I am going to do, Sergei?
No. What?
Put you under arrest. Stand where you are. I would be most happy to shoot you. I will get to the bottom of this soon. Corporal!
Maria!
Do you think I killed him?
I don't know, but you did him in thoroughly with that decanter.
Philip, I'm frightened.
Yeah, so am I, but let's talk about that after we get aboard the schooner. We slipped out of the theater and raced along the deserted cobbled streets. The town clock sounded 1:30. 3 miles to cover in 30 minutes. Maria was running to keep up with my long strides. Nowhere in sight was a car I could commandeer or even a bicycle. We could count on nothing but our own strength and the driving need we both had to spend the rest of our lives together. 25 minutes later, we were hurrying down the long slope toward the beach, and ahead of us, the Vimsi light twinkled mockingly and seemed just as far away. Mario's breath was coming in little sobs. My lungs ached with an agony unendurable. And then I heard it. The town clock struck 2. We had failed. So near to the beach and yet too far. The planning of months lost by seconds.
Oh, Philip, I'm sorry I couldn't go on a bus.
No, dear. It wasn't your fault. It was just too much against
you. Where are you?
Philip.
Shh, quiet.
I apologize for bothering you, comrade, but I have orders to check all persons along the beach. The colonel's uniform has been stolen.
I hit him with all the strength I had left in me. As he fell, I dived after him. He rolled down the hill onto the rocks. I couldn't feel any pain or blows. All I wanted to do was get my hands around his throat and squeeze life out of him. He fell away from me. And I crawled over to where Maria lay, her breath coming in painful sobs. And I collapsed beside her. I could barely lift one arm to put it around her. And then another man's figure loomed up out of the dark, walking slowly towards us. And with him, all of my hopes of rescuing Maria, all of the working and planning, all of the reason for living seemed gone. But I couldn't go down without a fight. Somewhere I dragged up enough strength to struggle to my feet to meet him. And he grabbed my arm and we went down.
Phil, it's me, Danny.
Danny. Danny, I couldn't tell. In the dark, I thought you'd gone.
I thought you didn't really think I'd leave without you and Mario, did you? Come on, Phil. Let's get Mario aboard the schooner.
We're going to make it.
Certainly we are. We'll be in England in a week.
Phil.
Yes, darling.
Where are we?
Far enough. You can stop looking over your shoulder.
Really? Really?
Yes, really. We're going home, Mrs. Sutherland.
Escape is produced and directed by William N. Robeson. Tonight we have presented Two If by Sea by Roger Bax, adapted for radio by E. Jack Newman and John Michael Hayes. Featured in the cast were John Boehner as Philip, Barton Yarborough as Denny, Paul Frees as Steve Quillen, and Marta Mitrovich as Maria. Also heard were Inga Yolis, Jack Crucian, Bill Conrad, and Paul Dubov. Special music was arranged and conducted by Del Castillo. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From February 14, 1950, Roger Bax was a pseudonym used by British-born crime novelist Paul Winterton. He also had a couple of his novels adapted for television, featured on the Alfred Hitchcock Hour. While John Michael Hayes, the fellow who adapted Bax's story Two If by Sea for radio, also worked with Hitchcock. He penned screenplays for 4 of that famed thriller director's 1950s films. I'll name them and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Ooh-ah, 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 why do fools fall in love?
Fall in love all over again with the music that inspired the movie American Graffiti. MusicRewind.com brings you 75 songs that will inspire you to remember your high school days. Rock around the clock with Bill Haley and the Comets. Dance the Peppermint Twist with Joey and the Starlighters. Order this 3-CD collection now for just $19.98 at MusicRewind.com and reacquaint yourself with songs like Rock and Roll Music, Wake Up Little Susie, Teen Angel, and many more. Reminisce with Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke, The Silhouettes, and many more artists from the 50s. Buy American Graffiti today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just remember to enter or mention coupon code PARTY33.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
Go back to the days of American Graffiti by ordering it now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. And remember, enter or mention coupon code PARTY33 and receive reduced shipping and handling on your order as a special bonus.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that writer John Michael Hayes worked a number of times for Alfred Hitchcock. He helped pin the screenplays for The Trouble with Harry, To Catch a Thief, Rear Window, and the 1950s version of The Man Who Knew Too Much. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This